Cali.
You must have turned the stream off.
11,000 miles left of Mini Boot to Bonnet no cost maintenance. One of the best programs.
And you got two calls.
Or just drive on PCH.
Oh no.
Almost as fun.
I just rebooted the stream. Sorry guys. How did that happen?
For 36 months. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
Get in the zone.
Protecting your car's interior helps protect its resale value. So keep easy-to-use canisters of Armor.
Hey, Phil, do you have like a guest login for that account to watch it? Then
clean and protect your car's interior surfaces.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, man.
Dash. See.
I thought I already.
Maybe before the show, I could always check it too. Just to
let me.
Canisters now for just $8
at
AutoZone.
I'll give you a
store for restrictions.
Here's the user
helping you protect your car and its resale value. Parts.
You got to protect this though, man. Don't give it to anybody.
AutoZone.
I like to help my grandson build sandcastles. We build them as tall as we can before gravity takes over. These times, I'd never want to have anywhere but here.
Wonder how long that fucking thing was
drowned,
man.
Beauty. It's all part of our enduring bond with California. Now you have a chance to be part of this legacy by purchasing a California bond. Bonds strengthen our state.
I don't know if the feed was down or if the feed. I don't know.
The state is issuing up to $2.6 billion of tax exempt bonds.
I looked up and I saw I was recording. I wasn't streaming.
You'll have first pick before the large institutions get
in. Was it down for very long?
And you won't have to pay an upfront sales commission. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com or contact your broker today because this special pre-sale ends on September 19th.
Memories of the beach will stay with us always. We're Californian. And it's part of our bond.
Visit buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and an official statement.
The day begins as you wake up in your suite at Caesar's Palace.
You
throw on your bathing suit and head to the spectacular Garden of the Gods pool. Afterward, you relax at Qua Spa, where your 60-hour work week disappears in 60 seconds. You then head over and pick out a new suit from one of the forum shops. Judging from the reaction,
looking nice.
It's a good fit. Next up, Bobby Flay's Mesa Grill with your new friend. After one bite of your filet mignon, you realize why he's incredibly famous. Now you're both off to Celine Dion in the Coliseum. After the amazing show and your own encore,
how about a nightcap?
You realize why Caesar's Palace is the most iconic place in Vegas.
52
because
minutes
what you
ago.
Call the greatest day ever, they call Tuesday.
Shit.
Book your stay at CaesarsPalace.com or by calling 1-800-383-0053. Must be 21 or older to gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
KFI reminds you to wear your life jacket. If it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
For those of you just tuning in, wait, where the hell have you been?
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Andrew.
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. On the line with us from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, is Robert Green. As we talk about the possibility of a strike, it looks like it's going to happen, Bob.
I understand that. I think the possibility that you're referring to may not so much be the strike as it is the... I believe it is Ralph's.
Yeah, Ralph's is going to close down.
Ralph's is going to close down.
What about you?
Well, we're going to try and keep things going for as long as we can, so long as we can. It's been a very difficult period when you've got your people that are going to go out on strike making these comments about a cosmetic hair system that cost me $15,000. And then they bring a child in that is wearing a wig that looked to me as if it was supposed to be intended as another personal shot at me. We've got these people with the coupons, the recession. I mean, it is just one problem after the next. And so what I've been trying to tell people is I'm doing the best I can with the abuse that I'm taking. And I use the word abuse, Phil, not because I don't think that our workers don't have any rights. Of course they do. But I don't know where it says I have to take this kind of abuse with people coming in and using these coupons.
Well, it isn't so much the use of the coupons that's abuse.
No, it's not.
It's the, in your opinion, the overuse of these?
It is, Phil, absolutely the overuse of these coupons. And on top of that, bringing this child in that has cancer, he's got a wig on, any reasonable person would think was intended to make fun of me, and then the mother goes and uses these coupons.
Well, she's going to go in and make and use the coupons. And the fact is that this child was had a reason.
Absolutely, yes.
Had a reason to wear this, and it was misunderstood by you. 1-800-521-KFI is the number here. Let's go to Mike in Cleveland tonight. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Did we lose Mike, too?
System.
Mike, you there?
And, I'm here, buddy.
Go ahead.
Still there?
Yes, we're here. Go ahead.
Okay. I spent $17,000 on a hair care system. I'm the manager of a grocery chain here in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm not even bald. I used it to cover the fat roll over the back of my neck. But let me tell you, I have never gone to the extreme of shouting profanities to the customer. And Wind of Your Strike has gotten all the way here to Ohio, and they're just starting to act up. But, the coupon riots, they only happen once in a while.
There's no coupon
and
riots,
I know
and you don't manage a store. You don't manage any store. I can tell.
Yeah, I do
I've been in the business. I've been in the business a long time, and I can tell, guys. What store do you manage?
Well, let's take the gentleman at his word, okay?
$17,000 to cover up a fat roll. Is that a joke?
No, that's the truth. I have a giant fat roll on my neck.
So in other words, you're disfigured.
To an extent.
Yeah, and you manage a grocery store? That's why
yes,
I
do.
That's why I don't believe this guy.
I like to sample my goods.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, sir. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534.
There's a guy in Cleveland, Ohio. If you manage a store in Cleveland, Ohio, I guess maybe if you were disfigured, it would work. But there's no coupon riots that he's talking about.
Well, I don't even know. I don't know what you mean by a coupon. I don't know what he meant by a coupon riot. But what we're talking about is that people are using coupons to, in other words, using them to the extent that it's costing you money.
It's costing me money, and it's costing me emotional energy, Phil, and that is the point that I was trying to make with you earlier and with the lady that brought the boy in. That is the emotional problem that I'm having. And if you take these workers and they go out on strike tomorrow and they take with them my ability to do business, the people are on our side, and that's the thing that I think is the toughest part for anybody that is going out on strike tomorrow. You have to understand that the consumer's on our side. The consumer understands that I'm just trying to keep a grocery store open. The consumer understands that I'm simply trying to keep business going, and that when you walk out the way you do, you create more of a problem, and at the end of the day, when you come back, people are going to blame you. Not me for calling the kid an effing brat, not me for...
Well, yeah, okay, but still in all, calling a kid an effing brat because he's wearing a wig, you know, that you thought was mocking your hair system.
I thought it was, and that was my mistake. But the point I'm making is no one's going to remember me telling the kid that he was an effing little, you know, so-and-so, after these people go out on strike, because what we're really going to remember, all of us, is how we were let down by the striking workers, how all of us together stood there and looked at these people going out on strike and asked ourselves, how are we going to eat?
Bob, isn't that a little bit, you know...
A little bit what?
Aren't you being a little presumptuous? You're in management, okay?
Right.
So, well, when you say that you're in solidarity with a consumer there and that we're all going to be staring at the workers asking, how are we going to eat?
Well, I think it's very true. I think, the consumer identifies more with me than they do with the striker. They identify with a man that's trying to do his job and then he has checkers making fun of his looks. They identify with a man who's trying to do his job and then he's got a woman bringing in some child who walked into my store like he owned the place. So I reacted the way I did. And
I don't think you're ever going to find people that are in sympathy with a guy who, especially a guy that manages a grocery store, abusing a little boy that walks in, even if he is wearing a wig. And let's remember the kid has cancer, okay?
I understand that, Phil.
And with that cancer, obviously comes a great burden for that mother. So she's going to come in, she's going to use her coupons and buy what it is she needs.
I understand all of that, and I apologize to her. But this kid came in like he thought he was something special. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand. I got to take a break, though. Robert Greene joining us here as we talk about the possibility of this grocery strike tomorrow. 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And now, Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Two air show crashes in 2 days, both deadly. In Martinsburg, West Virginia today, a pilot was killed when his post-World War II plane crashed and burst into flames. No one was reported injured, but police in Nevada say 9 people were killed yesterday, including the pilot from Friday's air show crash in Reno, where a pilot crashed a World War II plane in the front row of a set of bleachers. Ronald Sarges says it could have been a lot worse.
That plane was on a trajectory to impact right in the middle of the crowd, and then the nose veered up a little bit and started to swing out toward the open sagebrush, then just fell short of that and caught that front row of boxes.
At least 50 people were hurt. The NTSB says they're looking at photos and video taken right before the crash that may show a piece of the plane's tail ripping off. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. West Covina's clearing up.
The 10 East before Vincent, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic still slows at Peck Road. Westbound side is slow from Barranca Street to Puente Avenue. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Gage Avenue to the 5. 10 East is slow from La Cienega Boulevard to the 110. In West LA, the 405 South is slow from the 10 to the 90. In La Mirada, the 5 North is slow from Valley View to the 710. Southbound side is slow from the 605 to Rosecrans Avenue. In Linwood, the 105 West is slow from the 710 to the 110. David Henson, KFI Traffic.
Another 40 employees at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in La Cañada were laid off last week. A spokesman says that most of the layoffs were in facilities and business divisions. Layoffs are in addition to more than 200 jobs that were eliminated earlier this year. JPL manages space programs for NASA. Libyan rebels are keeping up their fight against forces in Bani Walid, still loyal to leader Muammar Gaddafi.
They launched an attack yesterday, but were beaten back by well-organized Gaddafi troops. At the moment, they pulled back to regroup, and the two sides continue to trade mortar and rocket fire. Rebel forces are now also pushing towards a third Gaddafi stronghold in the deep south of the country. They've managed now to capture an air base about 45 miles north of Sabah, but they say they want to secure that area before they push on to that other Gaddafi stronghold.
Fox's David Piper says rebels are fighting street-by-street battles with Gaddafi forces in Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. And folks in the Northeast may face some higher pumpkin prices this Halloween. Farmers say Hurricane Irene destroyed hundreds of pumpkin patches across the area. Wholesale prices have doubled in some areas. But the Northeast shortage has turned out to be a pretty good boon for growers in other parts of the country like Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and here in California. Your forecast. Much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, the number one mini dealer in the country. One of my favorite social experiments is to wait in line at Starbucks and try to predict who will order a cup of plain black coffee versus the person that takes 5 minutes to give their drink order dissertation. I never cease to be amazed by the variety. And variety is exactly what our Nick Alexander mini customers have when building a totally unique mini concoction all their own. Blend up to 10 million combinations of paints, interiors, exteriors, mirror caps, and racing stripes. And Nick's Mini Masters will whip you up the perfect one-of-a-kind mini creation. Here's something else perk you up this month. Lease a 2011 Mini Cooper for just $199 a month.
Huh?
That's just $199 a month plus tax, $28
What's going on,
to store
man?
36 months, 10,000 miles per year on approved credit. Unbelievable.
We got one
you
call
can be driving
coming
a brand
right
new
now.
Mini for the cost of a trip to the coffee shop each morning. Call 800-800-NICK.
You see the note I left you there?
AlexanderMini.com. We're centrally located to all of Southern California in the wholesale district. That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
Some clouds and fog moving inland from the coast this evening. Lows in the mid-50s. Clear skies tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Hotter temperatures and then highs around 90 to start next week. 78 degrees in Burbank. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series today, and I'm taking it as far as it goes. Single tank of gas, up to 32 miles per gallon highway, that is almost 600 miles of...
Brought my own music in the car's 12-gig hard drive, that's a lot of guitar solos.
Use Google Maps to line up some great stops on the way.
Man's gotta eat.
Oh, sent directions God. Straight from my laptop to the car.
Oh, really?
Okay, so there's L.A.-based calls for now.
Well, I think within the coverage area. Within the coverage area. So, you know, if our signal skips to Utah, I understand that, and Nevada and Arizona, but anybody that's obviously outside the coverage area knows that.
Love to save some fuel.
Yeah, I think someone picked it up on iHeartRadio or something.
PG based on EPA estimates.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 528i sedan for $499 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Do you hate marks on your face? As a teenager, did you suffer from severe acne that left your face all scarred up? Have acne scars aged you faster? Change your life. Dr. Rispler at the Laser and Dermatology Institute has helped people like you resolve skin problems for over 25 years. Dr. Rispler is a dermatologist that specializes in the use of FDA-approved lasers for acne, scars, aging problems like red and brown spots, broken blood vessels, sun damage, rosacea, loose skin, lines, and wrinkles. Everything that makes you look old and tired. Get results now. LDI is offering a free consultation to the next 25 callers. Call now and schedule your free consultation at 1-800-606-6000. That's 1-800-606-6000 or schedule online at laserhq.com. Don't let facial skin problems ruin your appearance. Call and schedule a free consultation now at 1-800-606-6000 or schedule online at laserhq.com.
Endless intellect.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. It's the Phil Henry Show every Saturday night till 10 here. Going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And that's kind of our that's our charter here. Bob Green with us from Fraser Foods. We're talking about the possibility of a grocery strike. We also have been talking, Bob, about the coupon overuse. We're talking about the fact that there's a recession. Your own personal problems that you're having with your some of your workers.
You know, and I don't want it to sound like this is a Bob Grant. It's not a personal problem, Phil, that I have that is anywhere near the kinds of problems that your listeners have and that people that are really going to be put out by this grocery strike have. I am the owner of this company. So my problems are not that big comparatively speaking, and so it becomes it really is tragic in a way that people that are about to go on strike decide to take shots at me because of a hair system.
I don't know what you mean by a hair system. Is it a toupee?
No, it is not. I've said it's not a toupee. It is my own hair. But the point that I'm making is that this child comes in walking like he owns the place. And I'm going to assume that he's mocking me because of the wig.
But what 9-year-old boy walks in like he owns the place, though, you know?
Well, I think his mother, because she's bringing in the coupons, he may have an idea that this is their opportunity to get back at me. I don't know. But that's where the problem lies. It's not Bob Green doesn't have the problem. It's that when the people that work for me start to insult my personal grooming to the point where I'm going to react the way I did, calling that boy a name, that's when people suffer.
The argument is going to be made, though, that you could probably control that behavior.
Yes, the argument is going to be made, and I'd like to, but how much of that is a man supposed to put up with, is what I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-5201-KFI is our number, 1-800-5201-534. Mary Ann in Los Angeles, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Green.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just calling because I wanted to say to Mr. Green, first and foremost, he's a 9-year-old boy with cancer. I mean, Peter Griffin, I know you didn't know that, but that's your own self-conscious issues that you need to deal with. You are a grown-up, and you're a grown man in a management position, A. Okay, B, you're delusional because the consumer does not identify with you. You're speaking from a management perspective only. The consumer is not going to blame the checker, okay, for walking out on the job. If you have $15 to spend on a hair system, Mr. Green, you can put up a little bit of cash into the workers' benefits. These are working people. They don't have $15 or whatever for something as menial, the hair care system. We're talking insurance.
That's my personal income. That's not has anything to do with the store. And I know.
Okay, well, that's fine.
All right. So, and when I say that you'll identify with me, what I mean is anybody can identify with a man who's trying to look better and his checkers are about to go out on strike after they make fun of the way I look, okay? Now they're going to go out on strike and you and I may starve. Well, not me, but...
When you say you and I, what do you mean?
Well, this lady and other consumers are going to have a problem getting food, not literally, and I identify with them. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're speaking from a manager's perspective only,
yes,
and I can
course.
Guarantee you that, you know, the majority of the consumer will not agree with you.
What is what is?
You don't have an argument there.
Well, I think anybody. Are you telling me that a kid, that, a child walking into a store like he runs the place, gets to make fun of an adult?
That is your perception. That's your delusional perception at that. He's nine. Nine-year-olds don't walk into any place with that attitude. Believe me, they don't know that yet.
Why are you saying I'm delusional, ma'am? That's a little insulting. I'm
because you're imagining, Bob, if I may, Marianne, you're imagining that this child is...
What do you mean imagining? This kid walked in like he owned the joint. I'm not saying that he was making fun of me.
In your opinion, maybe this is his demeanor every day in everyday life. This is what you perceived when he walked into your store. That's all.
Well, no, because his mother proceeded to use these coupons that basically it's almost like...
People are offered coupons that are used every day.
Yes.
And that's part of your business.
That's right. But they don't use coupons to effect something along the lines of, pardon me for saying this, jail rape. And
that's not necessary.
Well, Phil...
That's not a necessary... I mean, you're saying you're being jail raped by people with coupons.
Well, the lady's laughing, so I think we understand where she's coming from. It's okay to abuse me. It's all right to abuse me.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. Thank you, Marianne. 1-800-521-KFI here on the Phil Henry Show. Why use that term?
Well, which term are you talking about? That lady had called up, Phil, to say that the consumer doesn't identify with me. I'm not going out on strike. I'm not the one that's going to walk out the door and leave people high and dry.
What about her point that if you were not, and again, you're right, it's your personal income, it's your personal money, but you have enough money for a $15,000, you know...
It is a hair system.
All right, it's a hair system. You got enough money for that. Why not afford the $2? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, the $2, Phil, I think can be very easily handled by surcharging or otherwise some kind of a voluntary tax, a voluntary contribution, a state income tax. This is not out of $2 to get their health insurance can be handled by the state. This is not a big issue, and they're looking at me as if I'm the bad guy while they let a 9-year-old run amok, do what he wants, look at an adult as if the adult is, you know what I mean?
No, I don't, and that's what the lady meant about the delusional part. Let me go to a phone call here. Gretchen in Venice, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene. Go ahead, please.
Hi. The strike is an issue... when it comes to consumers being able to go and shop for groceries, but there are other grocery stores. Is it going to inconvenience some people? Yes, it is. But this petty junior high school focus, I'm a consumer. I don't care about your hair system. I'm flabbergasted.
I don't either, ma'am.
That
I don't
the
either.
Bulk of this conversation is about you, your hair system, and a 9-year-old boy.
No.
As a working professional, I don't think you should even address it or bring it up. Talk about the strike, talk about the impact of the strike, and talk about business and impact to consumers. Leave your hair system out of it. Leave a 9-year-old child out of it. Leave your inability to control your emotions out of it. Keep the focus on business and impact to the consumer, and leave all of this other nonsense out of it because it makes you sound crazy.
No, ma'am. You can't be crazy and run
Well, Bob, if I could interrupt.
No, hold on. You can't be
crazy.
Well,
apparently you can.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you, you cannot be crazy and run a 25-store chain as I do.
All right, Bob, you said that you were in your office.
I can't believe that you would talk about your hair system on the radio.
No, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. The point was that my checkers, my employees... We're mocking my hair.
Why are you letting that bother you? Forget about their petty behavior.
To you, it's petty.
If that gets under your skin so much, tells me that you can't focus on the true issues here.
No.
If these people are going to act immature, ignore that. You be the professional, take the higher ground, and focus on the issues.
And I did.
Forget about their petty accusations. And no,
and I have.
You didn't.
And I have.
About your hair.
No, ma'am, and I have. When that child came in with that wig, and I used very unfortunate choice of words, I apologized to his mother. And what did I get in return?
Again,
she went into the store.
Lack of control. a guy who runs a 25 chain or whatever it is grocery store system, I don't think a professional would have the capacity who could operate a business well to let that kind of situation get out of control in that way. I mean, I think you've really brought this on yourself.
No, it's unfortunate. It could be. You could be right about a couple of things, but you haven't put into the equation a couple of things. First of all, we have not only a looming strike, we have a recession, we have the coupon situation, and his mother came in, as I said, I'm sorry, I called your son an effing brat or whatever I said, and she smiled and nodded and went and proceeded to drag me across a bunk with her coupons.
What does that mean, drag you across
you know
a bunk? All
forget
of this...
about the coupons. You know what? If you don't accept...
Well, sure, I forget about the coupons. When you say I should forget about it.
If you accept the coupons, take the coupons. That's... If somebody abuses that situation, then you need to change the structure in which you manage and accept coupons. Don't accept coupons and then complain that somebody brings in however many coupons.
So you think
it's okay.
That's you think it's all right issue. For someone to drag me across a bunk, hold my hands and legs, and you know what?
And you know what? What?
Explain.
Bob, the jail rape comparisons.
I'm telling you that's what's happening to management with this strike.
The jail rape stuff is not going to help people side with you. And it may, it's an odious comparison. And especially when we're talking about a 9-year-old boy with a wig who has cancer, who's undergoing chemotherapy, and you're talking about him walking into your store like he owns the place.
It was a natural reaction after I was getting verbally raped by my checkers. That's what I'm saying. Forget it.
Well...
You know, you don't get it. You don't get it. You can't possibly be in management if you don't get it.
Well, I'm going to take a break. I thank you very much for your call, Gretchen. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Robert Greene, one more segment with him as we prepare for the possibility of the strike. Ralph's closing their doors, and Bob under pressure as the CEO of a major grocery chain, not only because his workers may go out on strike, because that the customers are coming in overusing coupons, and because he's got a conflict with his checkers over his, I don't know what it is. It's a hair. It's not a toupee. It's a hair system, right?
Yeah, hair system.
And the fact that he called a kid, a chemotherapy patient with a wig, an effing brat. 1-800-5201-KFI. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
All clear?
We're not using our microphones in the way the manufacturer intended. Pretty sure that voids our warranty.
That was a great
KFI,
call, man.
AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
I like to help my grandson build sandcastles. We build them as tall as we can before gravity takes over. These times, I'd never want to have anywhere but here.
History, tradition, beauty. It's all part of our enduring bond with California. Now you have a chance to be part of this legacy by purchasing a California bond. Bonds strengthen our state and help pay for schools, parks, and other infrastructure projects. The state is issuing up to $2.6 billion of tax-exempt bonds. During an early order period, you'll have first pick before the large institutions get in. And you won't have to pay an upfront sales commission. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com or contact your broker today, because this special pre-sale ends on September 19th.
Memories of the beach will stay with us always. We're Californian. And it's part of our bond.
Visit buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and an official statement.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your local grocery store may not be open after tomorrow. And the president's looking for public support to create more jobs. Problems in the Sepulveda Pass.
On the 405 North before Mulholland, there's a crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at Wilshire Boulevard. In Woodland Hills, 101 South is slow from Winnetka Avenue to Woodman Avenue, and then again from Lancashire Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to Vermont Avenue. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Gage Avenue to the 5. 10 East is slow from La Cienega Boulevard to the 110. In La Mirada, 5 North is slow from Valley View to the 710. Southbound side is slow from the 605 to Rosecrans Avenue. KFI traffic is brought to you by Mickey's Halloween Party. I'm David Penson.
Mini boot to bonnet, no cost maintenance, is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around.
So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa, ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of Mini Boot to Bonnet no-cost maintenance, one of the best programs in its class. Or just drive on PCH. Almost as fun.
Now get 0.9% APR financing on select 2011 models. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
Get in the zone!
An easy way to save money at the gas pump is to keep your car's fuel system clean. And a fuel treatment from AutoZone can help rid your valves and injectors of gunk and help restore lost gas mileage. Come in now and save a dollar on 5 1/4 ounce bottles of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner. See store for restrictions and details. Go farther for less with the trusted advice at AutoZone. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
You don't have to have superpowers to be a hero. Just make sure everyone on your boat wears a life jacket. It could save their lives. The California Department of Boating and Waterways. If it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
Have you had it up to here with the low pressure and trickling, scalding showers? Oh, and what about the rusty water and pipe leaks, which ruin your floors and ceilings? If you've made up your mind to copper repipe, then you know who to call. AmeriServe, of course. Hi, I'm Bob Park, owner of AmeriServe, and we are the original Southern California copper repipe specialist. And because this is all we do, we've got repiping down to an exact science. Your floors will be covered, the walls will be repatched to the original matching texture, and lastly, the American-made heavier gray copper piping comes with a lifetime guarantee. We are also, by far, the lowest priced among our competitors. Call AmeriServe now for the extended KFI 30% discount and free water heater with your job. Call 1-800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. That's 800-713-5777. AmeriServeRepipe.com.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
The first 10 callers will receive free installation and a free energy package upgrade up to a $2,500 value.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-319-8585. That's 888-319-8585.
Yo, this is Randy Jackson. You don't have to be a superstar to make a difference in the world. Just get involved and help the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Let's all make a muscle and make a difference for MDA.
Log on to KFIAM640.com. Keyword MDA.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my good friends at AAMCO. Yes. Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. So when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's AA.
Now get cookies.
MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
Dress up and trick-or-treat in the ultimate Disney neighborhood, Disneyland Park, during Mickey's Halloween party starting September 30th. Scare up some fun with Mickey during his private Halloween bash. Tickets are on sale now, so buy early and save on select nights at Disneyland.com/party.
Experience Pechanga. With California's largest and most exciting casino, a four-diamond resort, world-class entertainment, dining, spa, and golf, Pechanga has something for everyone. Experience excitement. Experience fun. Experience Pechanga. Pechanga Resort and Casino, just off the 15 freeway in Temecula.
Zombies, vampires, lizard people. Coast to coast. AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Final segment here with Robert Green from Fraser Foods as we look possibly ahead to a strike of workers, grocery workers. I don't know how much as the caller asked, I don't know how far afield of Southern California this is going to spread. Bob, I know you're looking at it. You're also dealing here with people that are not quite getting the message that you're under a lot of pressure, you know.
Well, we are, Phil. But
people are not really getting that message. And
I think the reason is because I called that kid a name. I did apologize. But I think you've made this point many times on your show. I think we have a problem with perception. You may say, all right, Bob Green is a bad guy for calling that child an effing brat. What about when I went into my office earlier today and screamed to no one, because I had no one to listen to me, that I'm in hell? That I am in hell.
Well, did you MP3 us a tape of that?
Because we have a recording system in our offices, yeah.
All right. In a moment, maybe we'll put that up. Let me go to a phone call. Donna in Los Angeles, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. I just, first of all, you know, this really isn't just about you. And you saying that little boy, you know, acted like he was so special. He is special. He's 9 years old. He's dealing with cancer.
Yes.
He deserves a lot of respect.
Of course.
And all this stuff, you know, it keeps sounding like everything is about you. And you're talking about all these management things that you have to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe this isn't for you anymore. Maybe if you feel like you're in hell trying to take care of all these things and you can't deal with your employees, maybe it's time to change your career or get some counseling or something.
Well, no, I think what I'm asking for is a little consideration from the consumer. If you're going to come into my store, why do you come in with a kid that looks like he runs, like he's taking my job?
Whoa.
Do you have children?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have children?
I have a niece. So, yes, in a
way. Do you have children of your own?
What does she mean?
Were you married and did you have kids?
I've been married.
Did you have kids?
We did not have kids, no. But I've got a niece.
And you do not understand how children are.
I think I
this
do.
This is how children are. And no, you evidently you don't, because
that's how they are. They walk
children,
in. And
children have all kinds of behaviors.
Like
maybe the child is not feeling. Children act out, but they're just children.
I don't know about act. I don't know what that means. Act out. I act out too. I acted out.
Exactly.
I told the kid what he needed to hear. And
what he needed to hear, listen, Bob, you admitted the kid, you made a mistake.
Yes, I did.
Okay, what does this kid need to hear? Little boy with cancer comes into the supermarket. You think he acts like he owns the joint. Kids like supermarkets. They like to see all the food. Maybe he was happy.
No, this was an attitude. He looked me up and down like he was going to take my job and throw me in the street. And in an economy like this, and I MP3'd that tape. I think you have that.
We have the tape of you. Is this... Hold on for a second. This is Robert Green earlier in his office. This is from...
I'm in hell!
Is that all we have from the MP3? Bob, was that you? Robert, was that you?
Yes, that was me.
Screaming, I'm in hell.
Yes, and maybe that convinces the caller of the situation I'm in.
You know, you probably say you have no one to listen to, and that's why you had to scream in your office.
Yes.
Maybe you need to get some counseling. It sounds like you really need to take some time off. Maybe this is what, you know, God's trying to show you. We're going to have a strike just so you can take some time off, because you're not handling people. And this child is eventually going to be an adult shopping in a store, and he's going to remember how you treated him. He is just your customer.
Well, I hope, ma'am, that he does remember how I treated him. Otherwise, we've got a problem. He's probably going to be a shoplifter.
No, maybe he turns into a shoplifter. What is that supposed to mean? And, Bob, my question for you is, you know, are you listening to what this lady is saying?
Yes, the lady, and you're a nice lady, Don. I appreciate it. But you're basically saying that I need to go into a mental asylum. Isn't that what you're saying? That I need to go into a mental asylum.
Those are your words, not mine.
Well,
let me finish. You said you went into your office screaming because you have no one to vent and listen to.
Yes.
Because for some reason you're not being able to handle your employees and the flack that they're giving to you. That would be hard for anybody. But listen to yourself. This is not about you. It's not about you. But if you need help in dealing with all this, then get some help.
In other words, I belong in a lunatic asylum. Thank you very much.
No, she didn't say that. And I thank you very much, though, Donna, for trying.
What do you mean trying? She says I belong in an asylum for the criminally insane. And
Bob, I got to cut you off there because we have a newscast to get to and other things. Thank you very much. Robert Green from Fraser Foods. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, September 17th.
Confused, out of touch, unclear. Just a few descriptions of people who don't listen to KFI. Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
KFI on the hour.
I think so, unless you're getting more calls.
Yeah, we don't have any calls here.
I wonder what.
Where are you going to get your groceries?
I don't know.
I'm Michael Crozier. About 62,000 members of United Food and Commercial Workers have started making picket signs and could walk off the job as early as tomorrow night. As you've been hearing from Phil Henry, that means many grocery stores will be shutting down.
At this point, we believe up to 100 stores could close for some or all of this strike.
Albertson's Christy Lee says a strike would not be in the best interest of their employees or customers. All Ralph stores say they would close in the event of a strike. Vons say they're going to stay open. The news is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. The pilot of a post-World War II plane has died after it crashed at a West Virginia air show. Officials say no spectators were reported injured in today's crash. The West Virginia Air National Guard has not released the pilot's name, but it says the pilot was a civilian. And a federal investigator says searchers have recovered parts of the tail section of a World War II era airplane that crashed in Reno yesterday, killing the pilot and 8 spectators. National Transportation Safety Board says the focus of his investigation is that area of the plane because photos and videos show the possibility of something coming off the airplane before it crashed. NTSB officials say the crater there is 3 foot deep, 6 to 8 foot wide, and debris is scattered over more than an acre. Police say 69 people have been treated at the hospitals, 31 of them admitted.
74-year-old Jimmy Leeward was a veteran Hollywood stunt pilot who flew in movies like Amelia and Cloud Dancer. In an interview before the race in which he was killed, the longtime air racing competitor said he was in it to win.
Right now, I think we've calculated out we're as fast as anybody in the field. Or maybe even a little faster.
One witness said Leeward apparently was trying to steer away from a grandstand filled with spectators when he crashed his vintage P-51 Mustang warplane. Terry Amser, KFI News.
KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in the Sepulveda Pass.
On the 405 North, before Mulholland, there's a crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at Wilshire Boulevard. In Sherman Oaks, 101 South is slow from the 405 to Woodman Avenue, and then again from Lancashire Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to Vermont Avenue. In South L.A., 110 North is slow from Gage Avenue to the 5. 10 East is slow from La Cienega Boulevard to the 110. In La Mirada, the 5 North is slow from Valley View to the 710. Roadwork in El Segundo, 105 West to the 405 North connector. That transition road is shut down for overnight road work until 6 a.m. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
President Obama's pushing for public support of his $447 billion proposal to boost jobs and consumer spending. In his weekly media address, President says tens of billions of dollars would be used on public works projects, unemployment benefits for long-term jobless, and help avoid layoffs of teachers and emergency workers.
This jobs bill cuts taxes for every small business owner in America. It cuts them even more for small business owners that hire new workers and raise workers' salaries.
In the Republicans' weekly address, Illinois Representative Peter Roskam says excessive government regulations aren't good for the economy.
One Illinois farmer stood up at a town hall meeting last month and pleaded with the president. He said, "Please don't challenge us with more rules and regulations from Washington."
He says government regulations make Washington a red tape machine that chokes hiring. We've got your number one place to go, number one, or number two. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Henry in 60 seconds.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever. And there's never been a better time to buy. Diamond prices are going crazy. The Jewelry Exchange has a huge stock they imported before the prices went up. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy-shaped solitaires for just $18.90. 1 to 2-carat standard solitaires are just $9.90 per carat. And we're holding the price on our 1-carat studs at $3.99. This is an incredible value. The Jewelry Exchange has the hottest designer lines in micro pave, invisible, and platinum. We set in size while you wait and guarantee the rings we make to appraise for double. Some restrictions apply. 2-carat amethyst and diamond pendants are just $39. 3-stone rings start at just $169. And we have thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants, all at incredible prices. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Don't miss this opportunity before prices go up. Buy Factory Direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 714-542-9000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Tustin, 542-9000, or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
When you're traveling around, you look for the best hotels, the best restaurants, the best attractions. What about the toilets? VirtualTourist.com has come up with its list of the world's top 10 toilets. Number one is at Bryant Park in New York City, where in the middle of the city, the bathrooms are spotlessly clean. They have classical music, fresh flowers, and an attendant. Other top toilet spots can be found in Austria, Turkey, and the UFO restaurant in Slovakia, where urinals face large windows with just enough frosted glass to keep the view appropriate to the outside world. Oh, and the Madonna Inn up in San Luis Obispo. Everybody knows that. Waterfall urinal comes to life when it's used. Southland weather from KFI. Clouds and fog coming in from the coast this evening. Spreading inland overnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Clear to sunny skies tomorrow. Temperatures a bit warmer. Highs around 70 at the beaches. Mid to upper 70s. Metro LA, Orange County. Mid 80s in the valleys. Then highs around 90 on Monday to start the week. Right now in Anaheim, 64. Newport Beach, 66. Cerritos, 70. Long Beach, 65 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on Twitter at KFI News. I'm Michael Crozier.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're here every Saturday night until 10 o'clock, going places other talk shows wish they could, but, well, quite frankly, they can't. And this is Radio for Patriots, by Patriots. We thank Robert Greene. I know he's got a lot to deal with over the next gosh knows how long. Certainly tomorrow is a D-Day of sorts on that strike. We also want to continue a conversation we've been having with Dr. Jim Sadler here in a moment on issues surrounding domestic violence, and that is in just a second. A reminder that we're online at philhenryshow.com. You can go over and watch our live streaming video of the live streaming and live screaming sometimes video of the show, and we do have Robert Greene's I'm in Hell Scream, which we'll make available for you. MP3. I don't know. Maybe you could use it as a ringtone. Anyway, we're on Phil TV and HD at philhenryshow.com. Get a live streaming. Get your backstage pass and then watch the live streaming video of the show. And I think you'll enjoy that. I also want to apologize profusely to those of you who tuned in to watch the video cast tonight. And we didn't get it up and running until just it was a complete oversight. I think we had a record button pushed, bud.
Yeah, I got to record instead of stream.
That's great. So we, instead of streaming, we were recording, and we don't want to record. We want you guys to see it. So it wasn't a technical problem at all, unless you call dumb people a technical problem. 1-800-5201-KFI is the number, 1-800-5201-534. Dr. Jim Sadler in San Diego. So, Dr. Sadler, the idea of it's never okay, and men need to understand it's never, ever, ever, ever okay to strike a woman.
That's the message, Phil, and I think it has to be, it really has to be delivered very carefully to as many, not only of our men, but it has to be delivered, I think, carefully to our young men, to adolescent men, to boys even, teenagers. Any young male coming into certainly his adolescence, but his adulthood and his awareness of women as not just other people, but as potential partners, mates, workmates, and so forth. You don't have to be married to a woman or have a woman as a sister or a blood relation or as a friend to understand you cannot and you must not treat women violently that way. There is never any excuse, as we have said so often, to strike a woman.
All right. In reading part of your book, you're talking about places of what you call a man has very few places left where he is the so-called king of his castle. What does that mean?
Well, it goes in hand in hand, I think, with what we're talking about when you are talking about women. You never, ever strike a woman. Now, the king is his castle is the section of the book where I say, On the other hand, men have very few areas where they feel preeminent any longer. And after all, this was and has been for thousands and thousands of years the prevailing mindset that man, and by that I mean the male of the species, is the predominant member. So you never, ever, ever want to use physical violence against a woman. You can say that if she argues with you politically, if a woman, and I think probably the one area where a woman is going to be vulnerable is when she is what's the word, talking back to a man about politics. If she starts to disagree with you politically, it's an area that I think we all understand where a man is going to feel the need to lash out.
All right, now I don't understand that. If you're saying that you never ever ever strike a woman,
that is correct.
All right, but if she disagrees with you politically,
if she is disagreeing with you politically, and certainly we live in very highly charged times, Phil. We live in times that. Without question, the political decisions that are going to be made in the next 20 to 30 years will be pivotal for the country in the next century. So that's an area that men have traditionally been the gladiators in the arena.
No, I understand all of that. The question that I have is, are you saying it's never okay to strike a woman?
That is correct, yes.
But... you say that if she talks back to you.
Well, no. What I meant to say was disagrees. If a woman disagrees with you politically or argues with you, is what I mean. There's nothing against a woman arguing. There's nothing against a woman disagreeing with you. And
no, there's nothing. A woman can disagree with you, but a woman can't talk back.
No, that was a bad use of words. No, what I mean is understanding the more explosive areas. A woman. Of course, we are allowed to disagree with each other. Where I can understand a certain reaction by a man is when the woman decides not only is she going to disagree with him, she's going to argue with him about it. Let me give you an example, if I could.
Yeah, I think I need one.
All right. I'm married to a young lady who I love very much. I'm in my 50s. But I work out. I do an awful lot of bodybuilding. It's a pastime of mine. So I do work out. I do a lot of lifting and so forth. I'm married to a woman who's much younger than me, who is obviously she's female and she's going to be of the weaker sex physically. When she argues with me about politics, the other day I was saying that I wouldn't vote for John Boehner. If he was my congressman, if he was revealed to be Jesus Christ, I think I said something kind of smart mouth like that. And she said that is a terribly offensive thing. I can understand her being offended by that. But then she went further. She said John Boehner is a far better Speaker of the House than Nancy Pelosi. And I said to her, are you arguing with me? And she said, I disagree with you. I said, it's the same thing. And because I understand my own psychology, and I understand how psychology works and everything, I resisted the temptation. But my left hand was very interesting, Phil. My left hand, I've got a very big ring on my right hand, and it is a class ring from Johns Hopkins. My left hand went to my right hand to remove the ring, and I found that interesting.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, what it means is I was instinctively removing a ring from my right hand, which I would ordinarily use as a fist.
And so are you saying to me that you were going to strike your wife?
No, I was not going to strike her. It was an instinctive, almost old brain response to her arguing with me. And so...
So is this an old brain thing among men?
I don't know. Many men, I don't know if it is. A lot of men don't have the same control that I have.
Because you're saying that men should never strike women, but if she argues with you about politics, it's understandable.
No, I wouldn't say understandable. I'd say that if she argues with you about politics, you have to ask yourself, is she asking for it? I mean, to use an old...
Is she asking for it? So, I just want to...
So you sound very incredulous, and I blame myself. I'm trying...
Well, if there's another way to explain this to me, I hope that you would, because you're telling me it's never acceptable to hit a woman, but if she argues with you about politics... She's asking for it. You say that your left hand went to your right hand.
When my left hand went to my right hand, I looked down and I saw myself pulling on the ring that I wear. And I asked myself, and later on I went into my study where I keep a lot of my notes, and I meditated on that. And I wrote a couple of notes. Was that an old brain instinctive reaction, me taking the ring off my hand, or was that, did I really want to punch her? These are very, very troublesome times, and so I would recommend to women that during these times, you can certainly disagree with a man, but I would not argue with him.
Well, you know, that brings up a whole host of questions. For instance, you mentioned Nancy Pelosi.
Who I admire very much.
All right, that's fine, but I mean, is she allowed to argue with somebody? Many of the elected representatives that we have that are females, are they allowed to argue? Or are we just talking about the domestic scene here? With me is Dr. Jim Sadler, who says in his latest treatise that obviously you should never strike a woman, but if she argues with you about politics, it's understandable. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with Dr. Jim Sadler on this topic of domestic violence in a moment here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
The all-new iHeartRadio is just that. All new. With over 750 real radio stations from across the country to choose from.
And coming soon, custom radio, where you can create your own playlist. Listen to the all-new iHeartRadio on your smartphone.
Get it at KFIAM640.com.
Rock your future at ICanAffordCollege.com.
I want you to get a pin out because I'm going to give you the phone number of a fantastic law firm by the name of Young Miller Law.
My name
is Joe Young, and I'm the senior partner of Young Miller
Law. He could, like, justify it by saying, you know, I'm not going to punch her, I'm just going to slap her.
Partner of Young Miller. There's an old saying, Joe.
Hey, I want to ask you a question, man. Do we have a live read tonight?
Because we're a hungry law firm that...
Oh, let me double check, brother. I didn't see any this hour.
What's that?
We definitely know how to win.
I didn't see any this hour, last hour.
Every case we handle. So I can assure you that we will do everything in our power to win and to accomplish your goals. At Young Miller Law, we handle a variety of legal issues. We handle real estate matters.
Yeah, next hour, right at the top.
Okay.
And all manner of business.
It's going to be Young Miller.
In the news at the top of the hour?
The number I want you to write down is 800-968-9930.
That's 800-968-9930. And if you want a law firm that will treat you like family, pay you the attention you deserve, and go that extra mile your case demands, call us today.
800-968-9930. 800-968-9930 at YoungMillerLaw.com.
We'll get the job done.
I'm Michael Grozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8:30, the president wants the rich to come to the middle, and auto workers say they're being made happy, while grocery store workers say they are not. Problems in the Sepulveda Pass.
The 405 North before Mulholland, there's a crash blocking the right lane. Looks like they're going to be clearing it to the right shoulder in just a few minutes here. Traffic slows at Wilshire Boulevard. In Sherman Oaks, 101 South is slow from the 405 to Woodman Avenue, and then again from Lancashire Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to Vermont Avenue. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Gage Avenue to the 5. 10 East is slow and go from La Cienega Boulevard to the 110. In Anaheim, 91 West before Lakeview, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slows.
Slap the back of her head.
KFI Traffic is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. I'm David Pensum.
See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call Kevin Haggerty at 714-840-0712 today. Haggerty at 714-840-0712. We are insurance. We are farmers.
Experience Pechanga with California's largest and most exciting casino. A world-class entertainment.
What's
diamond,
that?
Spa and golf. Pechanga.
That way you can't see the bruising.
Experience excitement.
Slap the forehead. Slap the
Pechanga.
Back of the
Pechanga
head.
Pechanga Resort and Casino. Just off the 15th freeway in Temecula.
In the zone. Squeeze every mile per gallon out of your engine. Replace worn plugs with the latest spark plug technology at AutoZone.
New laser-welded Bosch Iridium plugs deliver high efficiency with extra long life. Now at AutoZone, save up to $16 after mail-in rebate when you buy 8 new Bosch Iridium spark plugs. Limit 16. See store for restrictions and details. More driving, less fuel with the trusted advice at AutoZone. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
I like to help my grandson build sandcastles. We build them as tall as we can before gravity takes over.
Isn't that wonderful?
These times, I've never
Isn't that wonderful?
Anywhere but here.
History, tradition, beauty. It's all part of our enduring bond with California. Now you have a chance to be part of this legacy by purchasing a California bond. Bonds strengthen our state and help pay for schools, parks, and other infrastructure projects. The state is issuing up to $2.6 billion of tax-exempt bonds.
14 years old.
Early order period, you'll have first pick before the large institutions get in. And you
I'm Phil
to
Hendry.
Front
I was also the president
Visit
of my freshman class homeroom.
Contact your broker today.
Or the vice president. That's it. I was the vice president.
On September 19th.
Jeez. Memories of the beach will stay with us always. We're Californian. And it's part of our bond.
Visit buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and an official statement.
Tim Conway Jr. here from my good friends at AAMCO. Yes! Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great
so
shape.
How
they
did
just
I
changed the oil.
Forget
that's
to hit
exactly
hit
the type
record.
Of people you'll
so
be dealing
stupid.
With at AAMCO.
I apologize,
everybody.
And that's the second time I've done that.
Parts of your car. So when you see that little red
Shit.
Light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for
so
it later.
Dumb. So
yes.
Dumb. So
for limited
dumb.
Time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's AAMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more.
That's Tim's kid.
With any other offer, limited time to participate. Centers only.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler.
Yes, daughter.
MDA
oh, really?
Needs
is she still
support.
A baby?
So
wow.
Join me in making a muscle and making a difference. Be the
She's
next
to be like under 10 or
MDA.
Log on to KFIAM640.com. Keyword MDA.
I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series today, and I'm taking it as far as it goes. Single tank of gas,
man,
up to 32 miles per gallon highway. That is almost 600 miles of... Probably
a lot
of music in the car's 12-gig hard drive. That's a lot of guitar solos. Use Google Maps to line up some great stops on the way. Man's got to eat. Send directions straight from my laptop to the car. Oh, really?
A fruit truck just pulled in front of me. Strawberry jam. Avert it.
And fuel save. See, when you hit the brakes, the unused energy gets stored, creating power without using fuel. Now let's find some open road. I suggest you do the same with a test drive of the 5 Series today. Oh, here's a curve that I'd love to save some fuel on. Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 528i sedan for $499 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
See Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Bare Naked Ladies, ABBA the Concert, and Taylor Dayne at the 23rd Annual Taste of Newport, September 16th through the 18th. Enjoy cool cocktails, the best brews, 35 restaurants, and 15 wineries. Visit TasteOfNewport.com for discount VIP tickets. The Taste of Newport, SoCal's most delicious weekend.
Want to go out this weekend? Find great ideas and family events at KFIAM640.com. Keyword calendar.
More stimulating talk.
Less useless crap. KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show on the line. Dr. Jim Sadler. As we continue our discussion on this idea of yes, it is. You cannot strike a woman if you're a man, and that is a message that has been delivered to me since I was a kid.
Let me ask you something, Phil, before you answer. Before you say anything more, did you ever strike your sister when you were a little boy?
Well, when I was a little boy, probably, yeah.
All right, so you learned not to do it, and it's part of the old brain, though. And by old brain, I mean when you were a little boy, you thought nothing of opening your hand. And again, we're not talking about if a woman argues with you about politics, we're not talking about punching her. I would never, ever, ever. That's what I mean. Don't strike a woman. But slapping the back of the head or slapping the forehead or something, which I do not recommend at all, but if you find yourself, you're pulling your ring off or you're doing something like that.
What do you mean if you find yourself pulling your ring off? I've had arguments with my wife, with women, with girlfriends about politics. I never found myself wanting to pull my rings off.
Can you absolutely be sure of that?
I can tell you I never found myself wanting to strike them or slap them.
And they argued with you or they disagreed with you?
I'm sure that I've had arguments.
Well, see, you can't say for sure.
I'm sure that I've had arguments. Let's go to a phone call. Kelly in Ontario, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler. Go ahead, Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, and I'm just as surprised as you. It's like, what the heck is he saying? And the first thought that's going through my head is, he's literally telling half the world or half the country, you know, female population, that they need to think twice about opening their mouth. And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
You know, I say, let the guy hit you. And you know what? Hey, then he needs to think twice because his ass is going to jail.
Well, I would never, ever want to see men strike women. Never. But if you argue with a man about politics, and I don't know, are you married? I'm not sure.
I'm married. I've known my husband since, it's been about 13 years.
And you argue with him about politics?
You know, we don't really get into it. You know, I'm very passionate about politics,
exactly.
More so than he is.
Exactly.
And, you know, both, I think, you know, to an extent, both, you know, the male and female gender can get passionate about, multitude of things, especially politics. I think just about everybody, but... I mean, really, to tell women that they need to think twice?
I don't, no. I didn't say think twice about, I said you can disagree, but if you argue with him, what would happen if you argued with your husband, Kelly, about politics, and he wound up slapping the back of your head?
I'd call the police and give him a reason to think about it.
Are you serious?
I would.
Are you serious?
I don't care if it was a backhand. I'm serious.
Why shouldn't she be serious?
What would happen if I just let it go? Am I saying that's okay for the next time?
He slapped the back of your head. There's no bruise. How are you going to call the police if there's no bruise there?
Wait. Hold on for a minute. I'm having a problem. Hold on. I'm having a problem. What do you mean if there's no bruise?
If you slap the back of a woman's head, what bruise?
Well, so are you saying here's a way...
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Get in a fist fight with him? I would call the police at least to say, hey, I'm not accepting this.
So you, see, that's what I find to be, it's difficult for me to counsel men, Phil, because if a woman says to them, well, I'm going to vote for Obama, and you say, you're going to do what? And the instinct is to start pulling rings off. Then.
And so you tell them to slap the back of a woman's head, and that's a way of getting away with it.
No, sir, it is not.
That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
Well, the lady's laughing. She knows it's not a big deal.
I have to agree. I have to agree with you. I mean, that's basically what it sounds like. You know, just because you don't like what she's saying, it doesn't give you a right to touch a woman. And if you do, you should suffer the consequences, whether I could prove it or not, that you touched me.
Well, yeah, but you're laughing. So how serious can it be if a guy slaps the back of your head?
No, I'm very serious.
Well, you were laughing. You were laughing, so I don't know.
All right,
Kelly. I find it amusing. I find your point of view amusing because I can't even believe you're on the air right now. I'm thinking, how did they get this crack on the line?
No, I'm trying to deal with...
I feel like the host of the show is more surprised than I am.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm trying to deal with a very real problem, and that is women talking back to men during a political season. We've had this problem for a lot of years.
What problem is that?
The women are
talking. What's the problem with a woman having a voice and having something to say? Men can get just as heated and off the wall and nasty.
Absolutely. But I'm not saying a woman having something. I'm saying women talking back. That's where we have...
We're not your children.
I understand that, ma'am.
You know,
I understand
I'm nobody's child. I'm an adult. And if I have something to say, it's not talking
what is
back.
The thing
it's
about...
having a voice.
It's having a voice, and you have a right to say it. And, Phil, you asked me about Nancy Pelosi. She has every right. But when you talk back to a man, what you're doing is you're digging into the primal brain.
I don't know what you mean by talk back to a man. Listen, Kelly, thank you for your call, and we'll take a break. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1KFI, talking with Dr. Jim Sadler tonight about violence against women, which is totally unacceptable. We all recognize this. as men, we should. If we don't, we better get with it. And I know you might have been raised in a home where your father slapped your mother. I was raised in a home. I saw some things. I can't say that my father ever struck my mother, but I will say that I saw a lot of anger. And we have to break that cycle. We can't keep doing that. Now, Dr. Sadler's talking here about something that if you get slapped in the back of the head, it's okay. It's better than belting her in the face. I don't understand that. Our number, 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. And we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, Mike Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Strike captains have been making signs and plans today. Some 62,000 unionized grocery clerks at Albertsons, Ralphs, and Vons say they're ready to walk out tomorrow night at 7:10. Negotiations over wage and health care issues continue today, but the two sides are apparently still far apart. The grocery stores are offering a health care package, including a $92 per month family insurance policy, but the workers say the very profitable companies are not chipping in enough of their money to keep the insurance package solvent. Auto worker union leaders will soon be getting the details of the tentative contract between them and General Motors. Two people briefed on the contract talk say if it's approved, workers would receive $5,000 signing bonuses and they could get larger profit-sharing checks. The deal also includes guarantees of more union jobs and a $2 to $3 per hour pay raise for entry-level workers. The GM deal will serve as a template for contracts that still need to be done with Chrysler and Ford. A vote is expected within 10 days. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Sepulveda Pass is clearing up.
On the 405 North before Mulholland, the earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic still slows at Wilshire Boulevard. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Gage Avenue to 9th Street. Southbound side is slow from the 101 to the 10. 10 East is slow from Western Avenue to the 110. In La Mirada, 5 North is slow from Garfield Avenue to Indiana Street. Southbound side is slow from Duval Street to Broadway. Road work in El Segundo, 105 East to the 405 North Connector. That transition road is shut down for overnight road work until 6 a.m. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
President Obama is about to start his push for a new tax rate for wealthy Americans. A White House official says the proposal will make sure that millionaires pay at least the same percentage rate as middle-income taxpayers. The president's tax rate change will be included in the president's proposal for long-term deficit reduction he's expected to announce Monday. The measure would be in addition to the $447 billion in new tax revenue he's looking forward to pay for his short-term spending and tax-cutting plan to jumpstart the economy. House Speaker John Boehner has already said he'll oppose tax increases to reduce the deficit. You do not want to mess with this granny.
When a would-be robber walked into a Chinese restaurant in Portland, Oregon, he didn't count on running into worker Barbara Lane, a great-grandmother, five times over. The guy tried to grab a cash register. Barbara grabbed a butcher knife.
He's telling me, get away, lady, get away. I said, no, you get away. Go while you can.
It worked. He left. So were customers surprised at how she handled the situation?
She's been around for a long time, and she looks like someone that you wouldn't want to mess with.
Police are still looking for the suspect who ran off empty-handed. Amy King, KFI News.
Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Henry up next.
Dan Patrick here with more good news for you football fans.
Yeah,
not
man.
Only is the season set, you get the suggestion about the you're up to play the original Sports Watch football.
Like if a girl talks too much.
Indian, yeah. Bingo, and
you get,
casino.
You get to say, hey, you know what, Phil? I know we're not talking politics right now.
Right.
For now, but
yeah.
I'm getting the feeling of taking off my ring.
Yeah, that's I heard that. Games. I think that's funny.
That's
like you should have said it.
And
you know, Phil, this caller, I really
in fact, you
I
don't even
slap
have
her,
to know
and
a
I don't know
from a hockey puck, you know, or a quarterback from a platform diver.
Just asking the caller, hey, have you been slapped before?
Yeah. On your way.
Have you been slapped because I feel like slapping you?
And you'll never get benched. You heard me talk about Sports Watch football and
passing.
Well, now it's time to get off the couch and play. Visit SanManuel.com for more details. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. Celebrating 25 years of fun and games. Take the 210 to San Bernardino, exit Highland Avenue. Have to be 21 to enter the casino. Please gamble responsibly. It's the only game in town where
it's easy. That's awesome.
$250,000 Sports Watch football contest.
I don't know. That just cracks me up, that kind of shit.
Clouds and fog moving
if
inland from the
like
coast
that.
This evening. Lows in the mid-50s. Today, clear skies again tomorrow. Hotter temperatures a little bit, and then highs around 90 to start next week on Monday. It's 72 degrees in Burbank. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
The day begins as you wake up in your suite at Caesar's Palace. You throw on your bathing suit and head to the spectacular Garden of the Gods pool. Afterward, you relax at Qua Spa, where your 60-hour work week disappears in 6 60 seconds. You then head over and pick out a new suit from one of the forum shops. Judging from the reaction,
looking nice.
It's a good fit. Next up, Bobby Flay's Mesa Grill. With your new friend.
Yeah, I like Bobby Flay's.
After one bite of your filet mignon, you realize why he's incredibly famous. Now you're both off to Celine Dion and the Coliseum. After the amazing show and your own encore,
how about a nightcap?
You realize why Caesar's Palace is the most iconic place in Vegas. Because what you call the greatest day ever, they call Tuesday. Book your stay at CaesarsPalace.com or by calling 1-800-383-0053. Must be 21 or older to gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Do you hate marks on your face? As a teenager, did you suffer from severe acne that left your face all scarred up? Have acne scars aged you faster? Change your life. Dr. Rispler at the Laser and Dermatology Institute has helped people like you resolve skin problems for over 25 years. Dr. Rispler is a dermatologist that specializes in the use of FDA-approved lasers for acne, acne scars, aging problems like red and brown spots, broken blood vessels, sun damage, rosacea, loose skin, lines, and wrinkles. Everything that makes you look old and tired. Get results now. LDI is offering a free consultation to the next 25 callers. Call now and schedule your free consultation at 1-800-606-6000. That's 1-800-606-6000 or schedule online at laserhq.com. Don't let facial skin problems ruin your appearance. Call and schedule a free consultation now at 1-800-606-6000 or schedule online at laserhq.com.
Flying saucers, dream interpretation, psyops. Coast to coast AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show. We're here every Saturday night until 10. And we're also on KTLK AM 1150, our sister station, Monday through Friday from 10P to 1A. On the line with me is Dr. Jim Sadler. A reminder that we are online at philhenryshow.com. Our videocasts, which are each and every night that we do the show. You can watch us perform the show as well as listen to it there. And, of course, the podcast of this show, available at KFI at www.kfiam640.com. So we have podcasts of our show available over there. Dr. Sadler, there's a disconnect. We hear that word a lot, and we like that word a lot, which is a disconnect between what you're saying, what the callers are hearing.
I understand that, Phil, and I believe that's my fault.
Okay. When you say it's never okay to strike a woman, and then you say, but when she talks back to you...
Let me reset, Phil, if I may. What I mean is that the man should never, ever, ever strike a woman. If you have the urge to strike a woman, you have an unhealthy urge. If she talks back to you when it comes to politics, and...
Well, there's that term again.
The talking back?
The talks back to you.
All right, well, we can use if she argues with whatever makes you comfortable, but if she's arguing with you about politics, and you slap the back of her head, or you slap the forehead, you are striking her, and that's wrong, but she was talking back, and so we have a dilemma. And
when you say talking back, here's the problem that I've got.
Don't be fixated on terms, though, Phil, because they, while they're descriptive, they also indicate, at times they're indicating a generalization, okay?
But the problem I have with talking back is, just as that lady said, as if she is subservient, as if we're talking about being in the 19th century.
No, we are not talking about the 19th. We're talking about if she's arguing politics with you. And
I mentioned Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
What about her? She's in the chamber of the Congress of the United States. She's arguing with a colleague about something political.
I think that's a different situation. That is the governance of our country. That is an individual who is qualified by virtue of the fact she is, she's on television and she's famous. Okay, so you know who she is and everything. She's on television. But if it's the woman that you married, which she's a very important person, the woman you married, but she's not on television or anything. You say, all right, well, boy, you know, you just pissed me off with that one, and you want to slap, you want to slap her in the face. But you don't want to do that. You know?
No, I don't. Let me take some phone calls here. Our number 1-800-520-1KFI.
Well, I'm not, Phil, again, it's the old part of the brain.
Right. Here is Edgar in Moreno Valley. Edgar, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler. Go ahead, please.
Hi, KFI?
Yes, sir, this is KFI.
Hi, it's Edgar from Moreno Valley. Listen, I just called because I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for...
This is Dr. Sadler. Edgar, you got your radio turned up.
I'll do that, Dr. Sadler. It's okay. I think, is your radio turned up, Edgar? Turn it off. Turn it off.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. Anyways, the reason I called, I've never not once had the urge to call, but when I heard this guy's, what he's explaining on the radio, I mean, basically what he's doing is he's giving guys, like, helpful hints, like, hey, you know, if you strike your wife, this is the way to do it. You know, it sounds like you're trying to give guys a way to get away with it.
No, sir.
And that's kind of sad on your part.
Oh, no, sir. I would never do that. What I'm trying to do is find options. I'm trying to find options.
No. Well, no, but I mean, it's like every time you tune in, you tune back from commercial, it's like you're changing your story. Because first you said if they argue with you about politics, which is, I think, the dumbest reason to even think about hitting your wife, there shouldn't be any urges in your head. I mean, yeah, when I heard your question earlier, have you thought about striking? You might have struck your sister when you were younger. Yeah, because we didn't know any better.
No, well, that was for Mr. Hendry.
Don't know
yeah, that was for Mr. Hendry, and Mr. Hendry, I think, indicated that he'd beaten his sister up.
No, I never said beat my sister up.
Well, you said that you slapped her.
You asked me had I struck my sister as a little boy, and the honest answer was yes.
That's the old brain that we're talking about. That's the old brain.
The only thing that I'm indicating, the only thing I'm hearing is that you're looking for a way to give guys... you know, helpful hints on how to strike their wife without being caught. I mean, well, I wouldn't even think about hitting my girlfriend in the forehead or in the back of the head. I mean,
just the forehead. Well, are you a police officer, sir? Because I do hear a police scanner.
No, I'm actually a security guard at the Maryland Mall.
Well, you're not trying to get. You know, tips on how to bus guys, are you? Because that's not what I'm trying to do.
No, he's just calling the show.
Well, that's what it sounds like you're doing. I mean, I just called because I've never heard anything so ridiculous before. Like, oh, you know, if you get an urge, what urge? I'm pretty sure I'm with Phil on this one. I've never gotten an urge to hit a woman because I know better.
I mean, of course, I'll admit, when I was
younger.
Yeah, of course. No, that's good. But if she argues with you, when we had done this research, and we had done research probably 20 years ago with Dr. Lindler at the University of Indiana, Phil, where we came up with three or four protocols. One of them was most men would want to strike if she burned the dinner. And we said, okay, you know, you never want to strike a woman, but if she burns if she burns the chicken, then you want to give her a backhand. And we've moved on from that now. And
well, wait a minute. Are you telling me that at one time the idea that she burned the chicken was enough to hit her?
No, I'm saying that was... Well, yes. Yes, you wanted to. Now you don't do that. Now she gives you lip about Obama. You see what I'm saying? So, Edgar, I'm not asking you to strike your girlfriend. I'm saying if she starts to give you a hard time about your politics, then the hand... Then you need to open your hand at least.
All right. Our number, 1-800-520-1KFI. Thank you very much, Edgar, for your call. Paul in Lancaster, go ahead.
Thank you. First-time caller.
Yes, sir.
I'm a visitor to your great state from Ohio.
Yes,
sir. I'll make it quick. Basically, for somebody to have to go meditate and wonder why they reached to take the ring off to hit their wife over an argument, well, let's just face it. That person is small thinking, and I don't believe in this old-fashioned brain stuff. I'm sorry.
That's not real. Old brain.
And,
that is the older part of the brain, sir. The older part of the brain is that part of our brain.
Way,
is the olfactory sense. It's also the part of...
Well, let the gentleman finish, okay?
I needed to meditate. We're all human. Who needed to meditate? What do you mean meditate?
Let's face it.
Who needed to meditate?
Meditate, yeah. Well, no, I think basically everybody needs to meditate, but not on this particular topic. I think what's important here is that women are to be treated as equals in all shapes and forms. Number one, a wife is somebody you should uphold and nourish her and treat her good. If she disagrees with you, that's okay. Love is strong, and love will persevere through anything.
I didn't say but if she can't disagree, but if she talks back, that's when you know, Paul. Well, you've had the urge.
Well,
we've all had the urge.
Okay. My dad was married to my mom for 50 years. He never, ever punched her.
Never punched her, but did he slap her? Did he slap her? That's what I'm talking about.
Never. He never slapped her. I was taught never to hit a woman, ever. Okay? Did I ever hit a woman? No. But have I ever had the urge to hit a woman?
Did you ever slap a woman?
Absolutely. Every man that walks this earth, there are women out there and men out there that are obnoxious.
Hold on, doctor. You're interrupting the man.
I just want to know, had he slapped her? All right.
No.
And when you had the urge, Paul, was it because she had given you lip about politics? Yes.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
But it has nothing to do with the topic. Is sometimes you'll have people that are very, very defensive, and they say things to you that are way off color, and they're vicious, and you kind of stand your ground.
Of course.
Whether it's a man or a woman
at
times.
Of course.
Now, let's face it.
Of course.
If any man in this world faced a woman that had a baseball bat and was going to knock his head off, every man within reason is going to defend himself.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Same way
that's what I'm talking about. So why would you disagree with me?
Because you're not talking about her having a baseball bat.
You didn't.
No, we're talking about this. You said politics.
Yes, I was.
Arguing about this. Let's forget about
the Obama. She comes to you with a baseball bat. She says she's going
to
vote for Obama and she has a baseball bat. You have a moral obligation to beat her up. And,
no, you do not. No, you know,
Phil, I'm the doctor. I'm the psychologist. I'm getting arguments from you and your callers that are very frustrating because I've studied this topic. Now, this gentleman comes in from Indiana.
Let me give you a topic. It's very important that you need to learn.
Henry has to go to
you're
a commercial.
You're an educated man.
Hold on,
You're an educated man, but a seasoned man, a man with a loving and giving heart, doesn't have an attitude toward women about politics or anything else.
Exactly.
I had a very loving mother.
Uh-huh.
I had a great older sister, and my life has been a good life. And someday, if I ever had to face somebody, whether it's a man or a woman, that was going to injure me and I felt imminent danger,
exactly,
I would defend myself.
If your mother
just
had
like
a baseball bat,
would,
if your wife or your mother had a baseball bat, you'd have to beat your mother up.
If a man is coming
if the man's coming to your house to sell you porcelain,
everybody defends themselves.
Okay, well, I got to take Dr. Sandler, that's very rude.
I'm trying to understand what he's saying. He said paper bat.
Baseball bat. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it very much, Paul. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. Have you ever beat your mother up? That one I don't get. We'll be back here with Dr. Jim Sadler on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
The all-new iHeartRadio is just that. All new. With over 750 real radio stations from across the country to choose from.
And coming soon, custom radio, where you can create your own playlist. Listen to the all-new iHeartRadio on your smartphone.
Get it at KFIAM640.com.
Rock your future at ICanAffordCollege.com.
I like to help my grandson build sandcastles.
You do?
We build them as tall as we can before gravity takes over.
That's great.
These times, I never want to have anywhere but here.
History, tradition, beauty. It's all part of our enduring bond with California. Now you have a chance to be part of this legacy by purchasing a California bond. Bonds strengthen our state and help pay for schools, parks, and other infrastructure projects. The state is issuing up to $2.6 billion of tax-exempt bonds. During an early order period, you'll have first pick before the large institutions get in. And you won't have to pay an upfront sales commission. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com or contact your broker today because this special pre-sale ends on September 19th.
Memories of the beach will stay with us always. We're Californian. And it's part of our bond.
Visit buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and an official statement.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, two tragic days for air shows, and tomorrow could be D-Day for your local grocery store. Problem, South L.A.
On the 110 North at Vernon, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic is slow from Slauson Avenue and stays slow to the 101. 10 East is slow from Vermont Avenue to the 110. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. In La Mirada, 5 North is slow from Garfield Avenue to Indiana Street. Southbound side is slow from Duval Street to Broadway. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Sammy Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Anaheim, 91 West before Lakeview, that earlier crash has been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic slows at Imperial Highway. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Mini Boot to Bonnet No Cost Maintenance is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around. So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa, ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of Mini Boot to Bonnet No Cost Maintenance, one of the best programs in its class. Or just drive on PCH. Almost as fun.
Now, lease a 2011 Mini Cooper Hardtop for $199 per month for 36 months. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
Long flights with children can often be a challenge. Of course, when they're happy, everyone's happy. That's why Emirates offers over 1,200 channels of entertainment at every seat, special meals for more finicky eaters, and kids' kits filled with fun surprises. So that sound you're hearing right now, that's happy. That's economy class without compromise. Daily, non-stop to Dubai and beyond. Contact your local travel agent or visit emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
Tim Conway Jr., and my good friends at
Amtrak. I don't know if that had anything. Yes. That was an air crash in West Virginia.
I'm keeping my car longer.
I don't know if that had anything.
And I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO. You know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. So when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's double A.
That's a great story.
MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
It's never an easy decision. But when the passion is gone and things have become boring and predictable, the answer will be crystal clear. We're all grown-ups here. You know when it's time to move on. So go ahead. Test drive that new BMW 320i sedan you've had your eye on. The timing is perfect. Right now, BMW is offering a $1,000 credit on the 2011 328i sedan, along with attractive lease and finance offers, but only for a limited time. And as you build those strong bonds on the open road with your ultimate driving machine, you won't be weighed down by the baggage of any maintenance costs for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Hurry into a BMW center today for a test drive. The chemistry will be immediate. For no-cost maintenance details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
For a limited time, lease a 328i sedan for $299 a month and get a $1,000 credit. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
I've learned a few things cruising this river the last 30 years. Let's be clear about it. Dumping sewage anywhere in our waterways pollutes the environment. It's simple. Remember to plan ahead. Boats with holding tanks must pull in and pump out at shoreside pump-out stations. If you have a boat without a holding tank, plan your trip to use shoreside restrooms.
Don't waste away our waterways. Proper disposal of sewage protects our waterways. Dump at the pump.
Hey, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
Dump at the pump, baby.
For more information, visit our website at boatresponsibly.com. Brought to you by the California Department of Boating and Waterways.
Are you prepared? In California, damaging earthquakes are a possibility. Being prepared is a necessity. Orchard Supply Hardware and the California Earthquake Authority want to help you to survive and recover. Enter for your chance to win the $10,000 Get Prepared Sweepstakes, presented by Orchard Supply Hardware, who has what you need to make your home safer. Just go to earthquakeauthority.com to enter the $10,000 Orchard Supply Hardware Shopping Spree Sweepstakes.
Sweepstakes ends October 30th, 2011. Restrictions apply. See rules for details. Sweepstakes provided by Clear Channel Radio.
Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. For a quote or business opportunity, contact District Manager John Clark at 714-202-8510.
Experience the phenomenon of Disney's The Lion King now in its final months in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay. The Lion King is the Tony Award-winning musical sensation that Newsweek calls a landmark event in entertainment. Don't miss the theater experience of a lifetime. Visit Ticketmaster.com to buy your tickets now.
KFI News.
Live and local all weekend long.
KFI, AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Final segment here with Dr. Jim Sadler in San Diego on violence against women. And we've had this discussion about it's never okay to strike a woman. Never, ever okay to strike a woman. It's also, in your opinion, Dr. Sadler, understandable if she argues with you about politics.
No, I did not say it's understandable. Yes, I said it's understandable, but it's not something that is appreciated. I don't want men to think they can go out and slap a woman in the face if she argues with them about politics. I gave an option. That gentleman said...
Well, that's what the man said. You're giving guys options. What does that mean, slap her in the back of the head or slap her forehead?
What it means is, I think any woman would understand this, where, if you're a woman, where would you rather be slapped? Across the face or in the back of the head? And
if you give a woman that choice, I'm pretty sure she's going to say neither.
Well, it's not. Well, I'm sure that she would, but the wise answer is, I guess I'd rather be slapped in the back of the head. And the wiser answer would be, I guess I've got an opinion. Do I really have to argue with them and risk getting, I don't want to risk getting punched with a ring on. Now, if he takes his rings off, I think that's progress.
No, it's not progress. It's not progress if a man removes his rings. Here is Ashley in Menifee on the Phil Hendry Show. Ashley, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Jim Sadler.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, too.
Hi, Ashley. Hello.
I'm actually in developmental psychology right now. I'm studying that in college. And I was getting ready to study when I heard this gentleman on the phone. And I just want to know, are you serious? I can't imagine why somebody who's a professional would say something
I don't understand if I'm serious.
Obviously, you guys have you and your wife have age graded influences. So as a therapist, as a psychologist, that the cognitive repercussions of the physicality of taking off your rings and what that represents and signals to that young woman, and she's developmentally changing, and for you to affect her that way, you've already made the imprints, you've already changed that person. And for you to be a professional, I can't believe that you're willing to do that to your wife, people that you work with.
My wife, if my wife starts talking politics and I start pulling my ring off, she starts laughing. Now, I don't like it. No man likes to be laughed at, especially when I spend a good 4 hours a day lifting weights and getting ripped. How can someone laugh at you when you're ripped, right? Right? You understand what I'm saying, Ashley?
No, I'd probably laugh at you because I've actually been to anger management.
Yeah.
And physically breaking somebody's nose. And so, honestly, I wouldn't think anything of it, probably like your wife thought.
Well,
so,
okay, see, right now, since you've been to anger management, I can tell you this. Right now, I have the urge. I'm pulling my rings off.
As someone in psychology class,
yes,
learning the cognitive effects of environmental, family, of anything that is, is affecting your developmental process. For you to have a young wife and you had an eight, you realize that you guys have different age graded influences. So obviously you come from a generation that does not act like that. We come from a new generation. I'm sorry, sir, but I would beat your ass.
Well, you were in anger management. Now here's what I'm trying to say to you. I feel like slapping you in your head, not your face.
Good, you should, because I bring it on.
So are you telling me, maybe it missed you, I lift weights.
If you want to talk politics with me as a professional, I would take you on in a heartbeat. As someone that's a student,
because I'm getting that feeling now, Bill.
Psychology,
all I'm saying is I'm getting the feeling.
Mental process,
I don't want to
hurt
you.
And you want to lay your fingers on
no,
me, sir?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Obviously, you just proved to the half of America that you're incompetent.
No, wait.
As one therapist
I'm just
saying to Phil,
I'm getting a real strong urge to pull my rings off listening to you going, and it just doesn't end.
You should get a real strong urge because we come from two different generations, a lot like your wife. And so for you to have developmental effects on your wife,
right.
I mean, why would you do that?
All I said to my wife was, that's the fourth time you've burned the chicken, and I started to pull a ring off. And my wife got it. Laughed at me, and I said, how can you laugh at someone that lifts weights? And she's all, ha, 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 and like that.
Because we come from two different generations, sir.
She comes from two different generations?
You should know better.
How does she come from two different generations?
You should. I'm appalled. I'm getting ready to study psychology to know that there's people
uh-huh.
out there that talk like this. Why would I want to study psychology when people are just going to go crazy studying it and turn into someone like you? Why should I study?
It's a good point, but the idea that you're going to study psychology makes me want to belt you. I can't.
What is it with you? Are you a doctor or what are you?
She's all da, 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 and she's telling me all about psychology. I've been in it for 30 years. I feel like slapping her. Okay, there I said.
I'm ashamed.
I can't imagine
the people that came out of your office.
What? My rear end.
They're doing. Are those the people shooting up schools? Are those the people that are shooting themselves in the
those
foot?
Are the ones that
you
went.
You
to
created.
No, those are the ones you went to school with. Boy, do I feel,
exactly.
Oh, God, I want to
hit you. I mean, we come from two different generations.
I heard that for
so
the eighth
the
time
is,
now you
like,
told me that. I really want to belt her now.
All right, that just tells me that you ought to be off the air, okay? If you're saying...
it's a normal thing to want to slap her.
I bring it on, sir, and I don't
she's laughing.
Far from you,
she's
so
laughing
I bring
at
it
me,
on.
And I'm ripped. I don't understand it.
Okay, we'll take a break. Phil Hendry Show.
I broke somebody's nose. It's
KFI
not a big
AM 640,
deal.
More stimulating talk radio.
Really? You want to try to break my nose?
Saturday, September 17th.
Pardon me, but your intelligence is showing.
Does she know I'm ripped?
KFI.
Los Angeles. Orange County.
KFI News. On the hour. On the half. And all weekend long.
Today's two air show crashes. I'm Michael Crozier. The pilot of a post-World War II plane has died after a crash at a West Virginia air show. No spectators were reported injured in today's crash. West Virginia air show officials posted a note encouraging those who witnessed the deadly crash to seek support if they felt traumatized. West Virginia Air National Guard says the pilot was a civilian, but his name has not been released. A total of 9 people have been killed in yesterday's crash of a World War II plane at an air race in Reno, Nevada. Police say 7 people were killed on the tarmac, including the 74-year-old pilot. 2 others died at the hospital. Dozens of people were injured there. Investigators have not speculated on a cause, but organizers are pointing to a possible mechanical failure. Pictures and video appear to show a piece of the plane coming off before it crashed. Organizers say before yesterday, 19 people had been killed at the air races since their start in 1964, all pilots. Astronaut Mark Kelly was supposed to fly in this weekend's air races in Nevada, which ended up being canceled. Kelly is the husband of U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in Tucson in January. Spokesman says Kelly was supposed to perform some acrobatics in a plane as part of the air races. He was commander of the Endeavour space shuttle's last mission this summer. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
In downtown L.A., the 110 North at 3rd Street, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic's going to be slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard. And the 10 East is slow from the 110 to the 5. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. In Elysian Park, the 5 South is slow from the 110 to Broadway. And roadwork in El Segundo, 105 East to the 405 North connector. That transition road is going to be shut down for overnight roadwork until 6 a.m. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A day away from a possible grocery strike, there is no word of a solution in the struggle between Southern California supermarket chains and their employees. Ralph's and Albertson's grocery stores may be closing up shop. About 62,000 members of United Food and Commercial Workers have started making picket signs, and they could walk off the job as early as 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Albertson's Christine Lee says a strike would not be in the best interests of their employees or customers.
We remain focused on negotiations, and, from our perspective, the only way to achieve a fair and reasonable contract is at the bargaining table. It's not at the picket line, and we certainly hope that union leadership decides not to strike.
All Ralphs and as many as 100 Albertsons would close in the event of a strike. Vons say they will stay open. All 24 Coffee, Bean, and Tea Leaf stores in Orange County are hosting a school supplies drive and helping raise money for local schools. District Manager Mark Bunham says customers can go into the stores, purchase a bag of coffee or a tin of tea for take-home use, and a dollar from the purchase will be donated to a local school.
We're doing a drive for school supplies as well right now, and we've been collecting in the – each store has a designated area to bring in school supplies to be able to donate to their local school.
He says customers can donate school supplies at all Orange County stores through September 18th. President Obama says Congress needs to pass the American Jobs Act.
It's a jobs bill that does two simple things. Put more people back to work and more money back in the pockets of people who are working.
In his weekly media address, President says he's been traveling across the country to promote the $447 billion plan. His proposal would reduce payroll taxes on workers, cut them in half for most businesses, and offer incentives for employers to hire. He says tens of billions of dollars would be put towards new public works projects, extending unemployment benefits for long-term jobless, and avoiding layoffs of teachers and emergency workers. In the Republicans' weekly address, Illinois Representative Peter Roskam says excessive government regulations aren't helping the economy.
Job creators should be able to focus on their work, not on Washington's busy work.
He says Washington is a red tape factory and government regulations need to be reduced. Those are some mighty fine looking toes you got there. Oh, hello, officer. That story, the forecast, much more world famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Hey, Phil Hendry here for Young Miller Law. Now, if there's one thing that I know, it's not just the one thing, but if there is one thing that I'm intimately involved in my life, it's legal representation because of what I do for a living. I have copyright and trademark attorneys. I've got a First Amendment attorney. I've dealt with family law attorneys. There's a lot of lawyers involved in Phil Hendry's life, and it is worth it for me. I'm not saying that that's necessarily what you need, but I will tell you this. If you want to listen to somebody who knows what he's talking about when it comes to recommending a good legal representation, you got to listen to me, and you have to call Young Miller Law. Talk to Joe Young tonight. I don't know what problem you may be having. Maybe it's just a general question. Maybe it's just something that's long-term, like you need a family lawyer, somebody to be there to call and to talk to. It could be real estate. It could be personal injury. It could be anything. Call Young Miller Law now. Joe Young, one of the partners in the firm, will take your call. He will talk to you. They're problem solvers. They kick ass. If they can't do it before it goes to trial, when they do go into the courtroom, if they have to go into the courtroom to litigate, they kick some ass in there too. Take it from me. I recommend them. Young Miller Law. Call them right now. 1-800-968-9930. 1-800-968-9930.
A guy with a foot fetish may have just stepped a little too far over the line. Cops are looking for a man who approaches women and admires their succulent toes. Most of the women tell him to get lost. They call the cops, but police are taking this seriously because another guy known as the Toe Suck Fairy was arrested some years back for posing as a podiatrist to get near women's feet. He served a year in prison.
The Toe Suck Fairy.
Being a Toe Suck Fairy. Tell that to your inmates. Southland weather from KFI. Clouds and fog coming from the coast this evening.
That's our next bit next week.
Going to sunny skies tomorrow. The temperature's a bit warmer. Around 70
inmates.
The beaches, mid to upper 70s. Metro LA, Orange County, mid to 80s in the valleys. And then highs around 90 on Monday to start next week. Right now in Fullerton, 67. Ladera Ranch, 60. Gardena, 65. Diamond Bar, 61 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're here every Saturday night on KFI AM 640 for more stimulating talk radio, and we thank Dr. Jim Sadler, sort of, and of course, we thank Dr. Jim Sadler and Robert Greene, both of these guys with problems of their own, that's for sure. Bob Greene, who doesn't like people making fun of his hair system, and Dr. Jim Sadler, who says never strike a woman unless, of course, she argues politics with you or burns the chicken. It's pretty sick. What are you doing, bud?
Looking up Toe Suck Fairy.
You're looking up Toe Suck Fairy. Is that the guy that Mike was just talking about, Toe Suck Fairy?
Yeah.
Well, in any event, so what do you got on Toe Suck? I don't know what, it's a news story. U.S. police hunt the Toe Sucking Fairy. Well, you just heard what Mike Crozier was talking about. What do you got?
Well, I got something here this is from the English paper, but it's Arkansas.
Officers have received two complaints in the past week about a man who seems desperate to suck women's toes, whether they want him to or not. We want him off the streets, said Conway police spokesman Latresha Woodruff. We want this guy off the streets. We don't want scum like this on the street. The toe-suck fairy, indeed. Last Saturday, Ruth Harris, age 83, told police she was sitting in a chair in front of her apartment when a man approached and said he liked her feet. According to a police report, the man took off one of her shoes and began sucking on her toe. Ruth said, if you don't stop that in 30 minutes, I'm calling. No, she didn't.
Did she say that, ma'am?
No, she didn't say that. She said the man then asked if he could kiss her, and she had told him no and told him he was crazy, said Ruth Harris. The man quickly left after people walked into the apartment complex's courtyard. On Tuesday, police received another call from a woman who said that on Saturday she was shopping when she noticed a man staring at her. The man then told the woman that he had a foot fetish and that her toes are so long and succulent, and he wanted to suck them. When the woman's cell phone rang, when the woman's cell phone rang, the man retreated. She told police the man had messed up toes. She told police the man had messed up toes.
Yeah, maybe he's a toe suck fairy because he want to suck on a good toe because his toe ain't good to suck on.
Well, what kind of sense does that make? Who sucks on their own toes over the age of five? It's not the first, unless, of course, you're...
Yeah, it could be like an acrobat.
Yeah, that's it, bud. So all those guys in Cirque du Soleil, they probably do it. Cirque du Soleil's probably got a whole circus full of toe suckers. Anyway, it's not the first time that Conway has dealt with this sort of complaint in the 1990s. Get a load of this, man. This is Conway, Arkansas. They got a toe suck guy that's... In any event, it was not the first time Conway has dealt with this sort of complaint in the 1990s. A man who was known as the Toe Suck Fairy kept Arkansans captivated with his foot-fondling antics in Conway and in Little Rock. That assailant, Michael Robert Wyatt, pretended to be a podiatrist in order to fondle and suck a Conway woman's toes at a clothing store. He received probation, a fine, and it is kind of like sexual assault, ain't it?
Yeah, well, I don't understand, man. If a guy lips your toe, it ain't like, I mean, what? How's that bad?
Well, what do you mean, how's that bad? You want somebody to walk up to you and what do you mean, lip his toe?
Yeah, but no, it's not like they're rape.
It's a violation of someone's personal, it's your person, man. You know?
No.
You don't know?
Well, I mean, I know I wouldn't like it.
Well, if you didn't like it, man, then that means there's something wrong with it, and people just get the hell away from me, man. Don't be sucking my toes.
Who's that guy you told me about? Some guy offered him $20 to sit on his feet nude.
That was you, Dickman, I think.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it was somebody, I think, one of you guys told me, you or R.C. Collins told me, that some guy offered you guys $20 one night at a Star Wars premiere to sit on your feet nude. It wasn't you?
It wasn't me.
Well, one of you two slobs. You guys were at that Star Wars premiere a few years ago, and some guy came up to you, might have been R.C. Collins, and said he'd give you $20 if he... You don't remember that.
I think I remember now, but I think I said yeah because it was worth the money.
You said yeah because it was worth the money, huh? Not... That's weird, man. It's just freaking weird. So what did you say?
I think... Well, R.C. said no.
Yeah, well, good for him. That $20 meant that much to you, huh?
This was like 10 years ago.
Doesn't make any difference. $20 10 years ago wasn't worth much more than it is now. Anyway, that'd be interesting to find out, though. How much was $20 worth back 10 years ago? Just 10 years ago. Not 20, not 30, not 50. Just 10 years ago, how much less can we buy today with $20? Well, we haven't really had a very high inflation rate, so it's probably not much different. Anyway, on Tuesday, police received another call from a woman who said that on Saturday she was shopping. The guy was staring. Oh, yeah, that's when the cell phone rang and he retreated. Anyway, in 1991, this guy, Robert Wyatt, was convicted of making threats for telling a convenience store clerk that he wanted to... This is messed up. Wanted to cut off her feet and suck her toes while she bled to death. Now, I never heard of that. That's sick.
Yeah, well, sucking on a toe is.
Sucking on a toe may be sick, man, but cutting off the... sucking on a toe on a foot that's not attached to a leg, that's real sick. Wyatt was sentenced to 4 years in state prison. He served just more than a year. Some two decades later, police have not ruled out the possibility that the current toe sucker could be the famous toe suck fairy of, whatever it is, Conway. So that's pretty goofy. And, I've heard it said by smarter people than me there is no, there are no sexual hang-ups per se. There's just sexual personality. The only hang-up is if you're, you know, like sucking on somebody's toes, man, and they don't want you to suck on them. So I'm going to have to get R.C. Collins on the phone at some point during the hour and find out if it was his idea to take the $20 or yours. I don't know. The other news, of course, we dealt with Robert Greene is that the grocery workers give notice to end the contract extension. The move by union officials for Southern California supermarket employees at Vaughn's, Ralph's, and Albertsons brings them closer to the first strike since 2003. That was the strike I was talking about. That was the strike of Thanksgiving 2003. God, 8 years ago. In a bid to speed up negotiations, they have dragged on for more than eight months. Union officials representing supermarket workers in Southern California took a step closer Thursday night to going on strike. Let me tell you what the problem is, guys.
Yeah, tell what the people, what you said at the beginning.
That's what I'm going to do. Everybody's talking about how they need money. I understand that. I understand that. These guys need money. The government needs money. You and I need money. The businesses need money. Everyone needs money. And so every shareholders meeting, somebody says, how come we ain't making more money? And where is the more money? And how come the share prices aren't worth more money? So the guys go, we got to make more money. Right. So what do? They get what's called creative. Well, I know how we can make money because we have the shareholders that are leaning on us. I know. Let's fire some people. Fire some people. Okay. And we have too much competition. Let's buy the competition. Buy the competition, that costs money. And in the end, the bottom line is fattened up a little bit. They've made a little bit more money. But they now have to still make more money because it ain't enough money. You know, you only make enough, you only make so much money when you fire a lot of, lay a lot of people off. You get rid of the competition by buying them out. That's all well and good, but it's only so much dough. It's not a real big chunk of change. It ain't like Detroit all of a sudden is revitalized and we're selling millions of cars and everybody's getting fat and happy. That is kind of stopgap. So you're back at square one again. And instead of saying, we got to start talking less about making money and more about what makes money, what makes it, not what enhances a fiscal report, not what enhances the quarterly report. I'm talking about making money. Oh, well, we went up 1% last quarter and went up 2%. Well, that's because we fired a bunch of people and we did this and that and we juggled the books and we, you know. But when are we ever going to get back to how do we make money? One of the ways to make money, I got a great idea. What's that? Let's start getting back to making stuff better. I work in an industry right now. The radio industry is a classic example of an industry that has found inventive ways to make money and in the process has driven the entire industry straight into the crapper. Right straight into the crapper is the radio industry with companies worth $2 a share because they found really inventive ways to make money. Well, sure, but is the radio any better?
Sucks.
It sucks. Now, I don't want to leave you on a bummer note. We're going to take a break right now, so we'll come back and I'll tell you how I got drunk at the NAB in Chicago over the last few days.
All right, you.
Coming back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI News covers the Inland Empire.
He was rescued from the forest this week after he ran away from a school in Twin Peaks where he was supposed to be restrained.
Her pregnant aunt is in stable condition. In San Bernardino, Steve Gregory, KFI News.
KFI News.
KFI, AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
I like to help my grandson build sandcastles. We build them as tall as we can before gravity takes over. These times, I'd never want to have anywhere but here.
History, tradition, beauty. It's all part of our enduring bond with California. Now you have a chance to be part of this legacy by purchasing a California bond. Bonds strengthen our state and help pay for schools, parks, and other infrastructure projects. The state is issuing up to $2.6 billion of tax-exempt bonds. During an early order period, you'll have first pick before the large institutions get in. And you won't have to pay an upfront sales commission. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com or contact your broker today because this special pre-sale ends on September 19th.
Memories of the beach will stay with us always. We're Californian. and it's part of our bond.
Visit buycaliforniabonds.com. This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and an official statement.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, today's Mint Canyon fire is getting under control. Mint Canyon. And as if you need to be told, clicking on celebrity nude sites, hey, can hurt your computer. Go figure. Problems downtown.
The 110 North at 3rd Street, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slow from Vernon Avenue to the 101. 10 East is slow from Vermont Avenue to San Pedro Street. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. In Elysian Park, 5 South is slow from the 110 to Broadway. Road work in El Segundo, 105 East to the 405 North connector. That transition road is going to be shut down for overnight road work until 6 a.m. In Anaheim, 91 West before Lake Food. Yeah, that earlier crash is long gone. Traffic has recovered. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Bachanga Resort and Casino. I'm David Penson.
The day begins as you wake up in your suite at Caesar's Palace. You throw on your bathing suit and head to the spectacular Garden of the Gods pool. Afterward, you relax at Qua Spa, where your 60-hour work week disappears in 60 seconds. You then head over and pick out a new suit from one of the forum shops. Judging from the reaction,
looking nice.
It's a good fit. Next up, Bobby Flay's Mesa Grill with your new friend. After one bite of your filet mignon, you realize why he's incredibly famous. Now you're both off to Celine Dion and the Coliseum. After the amazing show and your own encore,
how about a nightcap?
You realize why Caesar's Palace is the most iconic place in Vegas. Because what you call the greatest day ever, they call Tuesday. Book your stay at CaesarsPalace.com or by calling 1-800-383-0053. Must be 21 or older to gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
How fast are your reflexes? BMW has a few interesting ways to test them. For agility, why not get behind the wheel of a 328i sedan and confidently tackle the most demanding stretches of windy roads? And for quickness, let's see how fast you can visit a BMW center to take advantage of this limited-time offer. Right now, BMW is offering a $1,000 credit on the 2011 328i sedan. As you sharpen your reflexes and the ultimate driving machine, you learn to relax about maintenance costs. Because you won't have any for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Hurry into a BMW center today for a test drive. Because challenging a driver's reflexes simply needs the right stimulus. For no-cost maintenance details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
For a limited time, lease a 328i sedan for $299 a month and get a $1,000 credit. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my good friends at AAMCO. Yes! Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car, so when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! Yes. For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's AA.
Guys, I have some money.
MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
I've learned a few things cruising this coastline the last 30 years. Let's be clear about it. Dumping sewage anywhere in our waterways pollutes the environment. It's simple. Remember to plan ahead. Boats with holding tanks must pull in and pump out at shoreside pump-out stations. If you have a boat without a holding tank, plan your trip to use shoreside restrooms.
Don't waste away our waterways. Proper disposal of sewage protects our waterways. Dump at the pump.
Hey, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
For more information, visit our website at BoatResponsibly.com. Brought to you by the California Department of Boating and Waterways.
Are you prepared? In California, damaging earthquakes are a possibility. Being prepared is a necessity. Orchard Supply Hardware and the California California Earthquake Authority want to help you to survive and recover. Enter for your chance to win the $10,000 Get Prepared Sweepstakes presented by Orchard Supply Hardware, who has what you need to make your home safer. Just go to earthquakeauthority.com to enter the $10,000 Orchard Supply Hardware Shopping Spree Sweepstakes.
Sweepstakes ends October 30th, 2011. Restrictions apply. See rules for details. Sweepstakes provided by Clear Channel Radio.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts and live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Get $15 off orders of $90 or more, or $25 off orders of $125 or more at advanceautoparts.com. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Hundreds of items on sale now at Big Five Sporting Goods. Visit BigFiveSportingGoods.com.
Tinfoil hats.
Mind control.
Paranormal investigations.
Chupacabra. Coast to coast. AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI. AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
And it's the world famous Phil Henry Show every night until 1 a.m. during the week. Here on KFI AM 640 on Saturday nights till 10 o'clock. Margaret Gray coming up at 9:30.
Yeah, on Palin and Glenn Rice.
On Palin and Glenn Rice. So that'll be at 9:30. And that's a very interesting story, not because there's anything wrong with it. She was a single woman. And I even saw a video of Sarah Palin on television. Now, you have to separate. People feel so strongly about her that... And people feel so strongly in the negative about her that anything you say about her that may be positive, somehow they think your mind has been infected with a corrosive political virus. You know, you've been brainwashed. Well, no, even the worst person in the world is something they must do well. I guess now's the time to use the Hitler analogy, you know.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
Yeah, the many things that Hitler did well.
Get out of here. Of the many things, I don't know, Hitler probably did something. I'll tell you one thing he knew. He knew that Mercedes was, well, he was a German, so I guess, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, Hitler had a, I don't want to talk about Hitler. All right, so Sarah Palin, anyway, was on TV in the late 1980s as a sports commentator and was, in fact, for a small market sports commentator, pretty good. I watched the tape of her. She doesn't have the greatest sounding speaking voice. It's very upper Midwest, as we like to call it. That is the Minnesota thing that's going on. And maybe that's how they talk in Alaska. I'm not sure. And but she didn't stumble. She got everything right. She even threw in a few poetic touches, a few little sportsisms, and was actually pretty good. I don't know if that's when she met Glenn Rice. He was a college player at the time, I think, and I think maybe Michigan was in Alaska for some kind of basketball tournament. But nonetheless, Margaret may have that for us later on. Here's an interesting article. It's in the London Telegraph, Troll Hunting, A Dark Side to the Internet. It's written by Tom Chivers. And he goes on to say that trolling made headlines this week in England. And first of all, the trolls, as we know them from the internet, are, according to the writer, you know that a troll is better known as the angry and usually anonymous commenters on web forums whose aim is to shock, offend, annoy, or upset fellow users. And it does seem that trolls, such as they are, all share some kind of a problem. Either it's mental or it's physical. Here is a man named Sean Duffy who was... given an 18 weeks imprisonment sentence. 18 weeks is 3, 4. How much is that?
6 months.
No, it ain't 6 months. It's 4 months.
4.5 months.
4.5 months. Thank you. 6 months. Where did you go to school, man?
I didn't know you were talking about 18 months.
Okay, so how's that 6 months?
I don't know.
Anyway, Sean Duffy, a young man from Reading, that's in England, not California, was given 18 weeks imprisonment for defacing Facebook tributes to four dead teenagers whom he had never met. Isn't that interesting? The abuse was vile. On a tribute page to Natasha McBride, who had committed suicide, he said Natasha wasn't bullied, she was a whore. About Lauren Drew, who died after an epileptic fit, he wrote, "I can't get out of my coffin, I've scratched my nails to the bone. And help, mummy, it's hot in hell." Duffy, according to his attorney, quote, led a miserable existence. He suffers from Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism that can make it hard to empathize with others. But his behavior, while extreme, is similar to that of certain commentators on sites across the Internet. Another notorious case, of course, was in 2008, which saw this child, Meghan Meyer. That wasn't so much a troll as it was. Well, yes, it was. It was that fat housewife.
Yeah, that that was another woman named Drew, too. That's why I didn't know what you meant about Lori Drew.
What do you mean, Lori Drew? Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, this was a... Lauren Drew was this child's name. This Lori Drew was this mother that was badgering and bedeviling this Meghan Meyer child to the point of suicide. India Knight is a novelist and a columnist who some years ago of the abuse meted out to Jerry and Kate McCann, the parents of Madeline, who is a three-year-old, went missing in Portugal. If you haven't read what is on the Internet about the McCanns, you wouldn't believe it, she writes. Trawling through the sites to find these quotes is like a trip through the darkest recesses of people's most ungenerous minds. It's always the same, I think, that people who are trolls are suffering from their life sucks. They're pissed off. They have no outlet for that anger. There's essentially they're powerless. And so the Internet creates an opportunity for them to control, to piss off, to really, really get to a lot of people. And that's a form of power. You know.
Yeah, but they don't have no power, really.
If they're pissing off enough people, they do. Yeah, sure they do. Because in their real lives, like this guy's got autism. Some of these guys, they live, you know, good God, who knows? They're sleeping in their cars, some of them. So, and in the case of this Lori Drew, that's a whole other thing. That woman was so mentally diseased that she wished that she was a teenager again so she could be dating young guys, and she's like a woman in her 40s. I mean, that's psycho. All right, anyway, this is in the Telegraph, Troll Hunting, a look at the dark side of the Internet. All right, Margaret Gray coming up next, I think. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, and we'll be right back on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Here's Mike Crozier in the KFI News Center.
A fire that's burned about 600 acres just northeast of Canyon Country is 50% contained. County fire officials say the fire burning near Sierra Highway in Mint Canyon apparently started about 8 this morning, but fire dispatchers say firefighters didn't get there till about 9:30. More than 300 firefighters, 7 air tankers, 2 super scoopers, and 13 helicopters were assigned to fight the Mint fire. CHP says nearby Antelope Valley was not affected. Officials say more lanes have been opened at the nation's busiest border crossing after scaffolding fell on over a dozen cars. 11 travelers and construction workers have been injured. U.S. Customs and Border officials say 3 of the 24 U.S.-bound vehicle lanes were still shut at the San Ysidro point of entry from Tijuana to San Diego. They expect all lanes to be reopened by tomorrow. Mexico-bound traffic was never interrupted. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems downtown.
On the 110 North at 3rd Street, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slow from Vernon Avenue. Stay slow to the 101. 10 East is slow from Vermont Avenue to San Pedro Street. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. In Elysian Park, the 5 South is slow from the 110 to Broadway. Roadwork in El Segundo, 105 East to the 405 North connector. That transition road is going to be shut down for overnight roadwork until 6 a.m. David Henson, KFI Traffic.
President Obama is expected to try for a new base tax rate for the wealthy people to ensure millionaires pay at least the same percentage as middle-income taxpayers. White House official says the proposal would be included in the president's plan for long-term deficit reduction that he's going to announce on Monday. The measure would be in addition to the $447 billion job plan that he has already brought forth. House Speaker John Boehner said Thursday he would oppose any tax increases to reduce the deficit. The lawyer for 2 American hikers convicted of spying in Iran has been in a court in Tehran. Iran trying to arrange a $1 million deal for their release. Iran's foreign minister says the courts are willing in the near future to commute the prison sentences. And searching online for your favorite celebrity could, harm your computer.
German supermodel Heidi Klum has been named the most dangerous celebrity by the internet security site McAfee. The company said clicking on something like Heidi Klum free downloads might expose your computer to viruses and other corrupt files. The host Project Runway beat out last year's most dangerous celeb, Cameron Diaz, who's still number 2 on the list.
As you know, in fashion, one one day you're in, and the next day you're out.
Scarlett Johansson also made the list. The FBI confirmed the actress is among the celebrities targeted by hackers who obtained compromising photos of the stars from their cell phones. Terry Anser, KFI News.
The forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Dan Patrick here with more good news for you football fans. Not only is the season set, but it's also time to gear up to play the original Sports Watch football at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. Exciting, popular $250,000 game.
What's that?
Where you win by simply picking
I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
Each week's right. List of games. That's it. That simple. And free to play. In fact, you don't even have to know a football from a hockey puck or a quarterback from a platform diver. If you can work a magic marker, you're on your way.
Whoa,
a new game begins every Saturday morning at 10, and you'll never get benched. You heard me talk about Sports Watch football in past seasons. Well, now it's time to get off the couch and play. Visit sanmanuel.com for more details. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino, celebrating 25 years of fun and games. Take the 210 to San Bernardino, exit Highland Avenue. Have to be 21 to enter the casino. Please gamble responsibly. It's the only game in town worth playing. The $250,000 Sports Watch football contest at San Manuel.
Clouds and fog moving in from the coast this evening, spreading inland as the night moves in. Lows in the mid-50s. Clear skies tomorrow and a little hotter temperatures. Highs around 90 to start next week. It's 70 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news sent right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
The legend lives on. Michael Jackson, the Immortal World Tour by Cirque du Soleil at the Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, this December 3rd through the 27th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Experience Pechanga with California's largest and most exciting casino, a four-diamond resort, world-class entertainment, dining, spa, and golf. Pechanga has something for everyone. Experience excitement. Experience fun. Experience Pechanga. Pechanga Resort and Casino, just off the 15 freeway in Temecula.
Get in the zone!
Protecting your car's interior helps protect its resale value. So keep easy-to-use canisters of Armor All wipes from AutoZone in your car at all times. Then, clean and protect your car's interior surfaces anytime. Dash, seats, leather, vinyl, fabric, even glass. Pick up two canisters now for just $8 at AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details. Helping you protect your car and its resale value. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro.
Tim Conway Jr. here with my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, a Volkswagen, a Mazda, a Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and go to Riverside Metro Auto Group. This week, take advantage of the special savings from Riverside Honda. A 2011 Honda Civic for $87 a month, or a 2011 Honda Accord for $139 a month. $87 for a brand new Civic, or $139 per month for a brand new Accord. These are the type of incredible deals you'll only find at the Riverside Metro Auto Group. Five great dealers under one great roof. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the big Riverside Metro Auto Group off the 91 freeway Adams Street exit. Go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com. $2,400 down plus tax, license, and drive-offs on approved credit.
You don't just want to know. You need to know.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. And Margaret Gray on the line, I know, coming back from a press function. Margaret, how are you doing?
We're doing well, and I did want to weigh in on the Sarah Palin. I found the video, Frank. And I'll try to keep the phone as close to me as I can, Phil, because Frank's driving. But he had found a video of Sarah Palin when she was working in Alaska, but it was not the video that I wanted to play for you.
Now, this is her on the air?
Yes, this is her on the air.
Well, I think this has been around the Internet today.
Well, I don't really care if it's been around the Internet today, as you say. I've got it. So what do you want to do?
All right, well, let's listen to it. I mean, I haven't played it on the air. But this is Sarah... What's her name?
Her name's Sarah Palin. This is when... Give me the phone, Frank. So you pull the phone away from me one more time, I will drive it right straight down into your...
Go ahead and say it. My gonads.
Will you please not argue while we're on the air?
I apologize. This Phil is young Sarah Heath. This is before she was Sarah Palin, and let's listen to her right now.
The college basketball scene got frantic this weekend. Teams still in contention are chasing those 64 golden spots in the NCAA tournament. Two of the teams, second-ranked Purdue and number 9 Michigan, in the McKay Arena. Purdue was killing Michigan early on.
She sounds very much like she does now.
Late in the fourth, Gary Grant strips
from
Melvin McCants. The general takes it down. It's 3-on-2. Mark Hughes slams it in. Michigan pulls to within two.
Now, what she's doing now, Phil, is she is showing college basketball.
Free throws, though. McCants is here, but Todd Mitchell crosses the board and makes this bucket count.
Hold on for a minute. I can't hear what she's saying.
Terry Mills shoots a desperate brick. Wolverine starts slapping. Purdue keeps hitting from the line.
They
stretch
it
into 10, and we'll get a last goal.
All right. The thing that bothers me is the familiarity that she assumes, or she poses a familiarity with basketball that I don't think she has. You heard her right there going, he tosses a brick, you know, like she knows all about it.
Well, maybe she does. She's doing a what is wrong with that? Boy, of all the criticism I've ever heard of Sarah Palin, that's the pettiest.
Okay. Give me that. That's exactly what I said to him. I said, you know, if you're going to criticize Sarah Palin, do it. Criticize him because he
has a gender confusion. Frank, don't take the phone.
Don't let him have the phone. Nobody understands what he's talking about. He's got gender confusion, folks, so he's referring to Margaret as he, and which, you know, may be the right thing.
You know what? I ought to tell you to go straight to hell for that. I heard that. And
I'm kidding around. I'm sorry, okay? And then he's referring to Sarah Palin as he, so let's listen to more of Sarah Palin and her report.
Go here, Dave Barrett. He's underneath on the miss. Steve Sheffield rebounds and muscles it right back up. Purdue goes on to win the Big Ten champion.
Wait a minute, for God's sake, when I tell you to wait.
Well, what's the problem?
You said Sarah Palin. This is Sarah Heath, Phil. And
okay, it's Sarah Heath. Excuse me, I didn't say the right name. God almighty.
Well, you're going on and on about how you want everything this way and that way, and you come on with the big mouth. And the ba 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 and sticking up for Frank.
I'm not sticking up for anybody. Let me listen to this thing again. Sarah Heath, excuse me, folks. Here she is.
The college basketball scene got frantic this weekend. Team's still in contention.
She sounds almost like the vice presidential contender, you know.
What do you think you're doing?
Well, I just wanted to comment.
What do you think you're doing, for God's sake? Play it.
Better play it. He's going to get
Don't ever stop it in the middle of what I'm trying to do.
Excuse me, here is Sarah Heath then with the thing that she was doing.
Tournament, two of the teams, second-ranked Purdue and number 9 Michigan.
You know, I really don't know who you think you are.
Purdue was killing
really
Michigan
don't.
Early on, but Michigan rallied late in the fourth.
Come on here, I'm trying to do you a favor, all right? I'm trying to do you a favor.
Okay, I heard you. Look, nobody can hear what I'm trying to hear and what everybody else is trying to hear with you talking.
I'm making a point. Did you do it again? Oh, baby, he did it again. I asked you, Phil.
Nobody can hear what you're saying when you're butting in, if you don't mind. So now I got to start it all over again. Yes, yes, you're right. I did it again. I stopped the tape because nobody can hear it.
No one can hear it because you're stopping it.
And I'm stopping it because you're like blah, blah, blah in the middle of it. Now, may I play it?
Boy, you got a brass pair on you. Yeah, go ahead and play it.
Sorry, but Sarah Heath.
The college basketball team got frantic this weekend. Teams still in contention are chasing those 64 golden spots in the NCAA tournament. Two of the teams, second-ranked Purdue and number 9 Michigan.
I think she sounds very much like she does as the campaigner.
Whoa, wait a second. I'm not allowed to say anything, and there you are running your yap. Is that it?
What?
I'm not allowed to say. I said the exact same thing, and there you are. Oh, she sounds very much like she did as a campaigner.
Let me tell you the difference, Phil. I brought the story to you. You didn't bring the story. I'm commenting.
Got a point. All right, you got a point. Go ahead.
When McCants, the general, takes it down, it's 3-on-2.
We'll start
Mark
it all over again, you ass.
Don't call me an ass.
Within a few minutes to play.
I'll start it all over again. Here we go.
The college basketball team got
man.
This weekend. Teams still in contention are chasing those 64 golden spots in the NCAA tournament. Two of the teams, second-ranked Purdue and number 9 Michigan, in the McKay Arena. Purdue was killing Michigan early on, but Michigan rallies late in the fourth. Gary Grant.
Now, Phil, the point that I wanted to make before you butted in and you basically squatted and went ahead and just did it all over everything is that this is Michigan. You heard what I just said, right?
Yes, I heard the insult, yeah.
This is Michigan playing in Anchorage, Alaska, in a basketball tournament. Who was on the Michigan team, don't answer, I will, Glenn Rice. Okay? So this young lady, Sarah Heath, was on this Anchorage broadcasting station when Glenn Rice was in town. Next stop.
First time in 19 years that they won it outright.
How far is heaven?
Walked away with a Big 8 crown. For the first time, the Sooners can lay claim to the football. And
well, I notice here Michigan lost.
That's my point exactly. Michigan lost. Turn it off, Frank. Turn it off before I get a headache. Will you, Frank? That's my point exactly. Michigan came into Anchorage looking to advance in the NC2A championship in the whatever you call that.
All right, it's the NC2A, yeah, playoffs.
The playoffs? What was that?
I was scratching my nose. Excuse me. The playoffs.
All right, so Michigan comes into Anchorage, Alaska. I guess they call it the Big Gold. What do they call that, Frank?
They call it the Gold Nugget. Find a nugget.
The Gold Nugget?
There's some, the Alaska Shootout, but that's not part of the Alaska Shootout. They were having the West Regionals or something, I think, that year in Alaska.
That's it. All right, so Michigan comes into town. Glenn Rice makes the glaring mistake of being involved on some level with Sarah Heath. Sexually, yes. And guess what? He throws bricks up, brick after brick, air ball after air ball. He comes out and he just gives it to the dog all over the floor. And, you know, when you watch a guy dog it on the floor like that.
Whoa, 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 wait a second. How do you know he was dogging it?
They lost the game by 13 points.
That's fine. They might have lost the game by 13 points. How do you know this guy's tossing up bricks? I didn't hear her call his number once.
Oh, hey. Give the man a cigar. Of course she didn't call the guy's number. She was shagging the...
All right, did you cut that off?
I hope.
I got to take a break. Frank, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
I got to take a break.
I'll tell him.
Yeah, you tell him. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is... 1-800-521-KFI. I didn't hear her call Glenn Rice's number throughout that entire little report. I didn't hear her mention one thing about Glenn Rice. I could be wrong, but I did hear her say that the Michigan was tossing up bricks. But I don't know if it was because of Glenn Rice, and I don't know whether it was because of Sarah Palin. That's something. Glenn Rice came into town, went to bed with Sarah Heath, and went out the next day, and he couldn't find the broadside of a barn. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
The all-new iHeartRadio is just that. All new. With over 750 real radio stations from across the country to choose from.
And coming soon, custom radio, where you can create your own playlist. Listen to the all-new iHeartRadio on your smartphone.
Get it at KFIAM640.com.
Rock your future at ICanAffordCollege.com.
I like to help my grandson build sandcastles. We build them as tall as we can before gravity takes over. These times, I'd never want to have anywhere but here.
History, tradition, beauty. It's all part of our enduring bond with California. Now you have a chance to be part of this legacy by purchasing a California bond. Bonds strengthen our state and help pay for schools, parks, and other infrastructure projects. The state is issuing up to $2.6 billion of tax-exempt bonds. During an early order period, you'll have first pick before the large institutions get in. And you won't have to pay an upfront sales commission. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com or contact your broker today because this special pre-sale ends on September 19th.
Memories of the beach will stay with us always. We're Californian, and it's part of our bond.
Visit buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy bonds. Bonds may only be purchased through a broker and an official statement.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 10 o'clock, a grocery worker strike means more than just bagging your own bread. And another day goes by and another air show crash. Problems downtown.
On the 110 North at 3rd Street, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slow from Vernon Avenue and stay slow to the 101. 10 East is slow from Vermont Avenue to San Pedro Street. In Van Nuys, 405 North at Victory Boulevard, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Burbank Boulevard. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. In Elysian Park, 5 South is slow from Stadium Way to the 110. Roadwork in El Segundo, 105 East to the 405 North connector. That transition road is shut down for overnight road work. KFI traffic is brought to you by Ticketmaster.com. I'm David Penson.
I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series today, and I'm taking it as far as it goes. Single tank of gas, up to 32 miles per gallon highway, that is almost 600 miles of...
Brought my own music in the car's 12 gig hard drive. That's a lot of guitar solos.
Use Google Maps to line up some great stops on the way.
Man's gotta eat.
Set directions straight from my laptop to the car.
Oh, really? A fruit truck just pulled in front of me. Strawberry jam, averted. And fuel saved. See, when you hit the brakes, the unused energy gets stored, creating power without using fuel. Now let's find some open road. I suggest you do the same. The test drive of a 5 Series today. Oh, here's a curve that I'd love to save some fuel on.
Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 528i sedan for $499 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
The day begins as you wake up in your suite at Caesar's Palace. You throw on your bathing suit and head to the spectacular Garden of the Gods pool. Afterward, you relax at Qua Spa, where your 60-hour work week disappears in 60 seconds. You then head over and pick out a new suit from one of the forum shops. Judging from the reaction,
looking nice.
It's a good fit. Next up, Bobby Flay's Mesa Grill with your new friend. After one bite of your filet mignon, you realize why he's incredibly famous. Now you're both off to Celine Dion in the Coliseum. After the amazing show and your own encore,
how about a nightcap?
You realize why Caesar's Palace is the most iconic place in Vegas. Because what you call the greatest day ever, they call Tuesday. Book your stay at CaesarsPalace.com or by calling 1-800-383-0053. Must be 21 or older to gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Tim Conway Jr. for my good friends at AAMCO. Yes! Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car, so when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's AA-MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
I've learned a few things cruising this river the last 30 years. Let's be clear about it. Dumping sewage anywhere in our waterways pollutes the environment. It's simple. Remember to plan ahead. Boats with holding tanks must pull in and pump out at shoreside pump-out stations. If you have a boat without a holding tank, plan your trip to use shoreside restrooms.
Whatever, don't waste away our waterways. Proper disposal of sewage protects our waterways. Dump at the pump.
Hey, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
For more information, visit our website at BoatResponsibly.com. Brought to you by the California Department of Boating and Waterways.
Are you prepared? In California, damaging earthquakes are a possibility. Being prepared is a necessity. Orchard Supply Hardware and the California Earthquake Authority want to help you to survive and recover. Enter for your chance to win the $10,000 Get Prepared Sweepstakes, presented by Orchard Supply Hardware, who has what you need to make your home safer. Just go to EarthquakeAuthority.com to enter the $10,000 Orchard Supply Hardware Shopping Spree Sweepstakes.
Sweepstakes ends October 30th, 2011. Restrictions apply. See rules for details. Sweepstakes provided by Clear Channel Radio.
Experience the phenomenon of Disney's The Lion King now in its final months in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay. The Lion King is the Tony Award-winning musical sensation. sensation that Newsweek calls a landmark event in entertainment. Don't miss the theater experience of a lifetime. Visit Ticketmaster.com to buy your tickets now.
Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call 888-96-FARMERS or visit farmers.com today. We are insurance. We are farmers.
KFI AM 640.
Okay, welcome back to world famous Phil Henry Show. We had rolling during the commercial break here on Phil TV at HD. The many faces there of Sarah Heath, Sarah Palin.
She was also in a beauty pageant.
Yeah, she was in a beauty pageant. She was in a bunch of stuff. But the fact that she had a one-night stand with Glenn Rice as an adult female, single, I don't know. It probably says something about her as a person. People will jump on that stuff and say, aha, isn't she like Mrs. Family Values? What's she doing? And she's sleeping with a black guy. That is probably... I'm kidding.
What's wrong with that, man?
I'm joking.
Probably more problem with the Tea Party than anybody else.
No, the Tea Party's not going to knock her. Nobody on the conservative side is going to knock her. The people on... don't start with the knock up if you make a joke out of that, bud. The people on the other side who don't like her, you know, I don't know who they are, Democrats, liberals, whatever the hell you want to call them, will probably make an issue out of the fact that not only did she have a non-marital sexual relationship, but she had it with a tall black man. And that's probably going to, you know, freak them out. So anyway...
why?
I don't know. I'm kidding her. I don't know. So anyway, it's an interesting film clip if you, or video clip if you get a chance to look at it. Do so. Also, but I did notice that she has that... it was unmistakably her.
Yeah, she's got that same kind of, like, dumbass voice.
What do you mean, dumbass voice?
All that, the way them people talk up there, dumbass.
Why? Because they go, like, you know, Minnesota?
Yeah, look like that.
Oh, get out of here. You think you guys sound good? I'm the only one of the three of us that sounds at all even remotely bitchin'. Okay.
Yeah.
Take it easy, will you? Anyway... For his part, Glenn Rice said that Sarah Palin was respectful and a sweetheart. That's the way he described the young Sarah Heath slash McGinnis, whatever the hell her name was. The Mail Online, the British newspaper, reported that Palin was known as Sarah Heath and was a sports reporter for the Anchorage television station KTUU, while former basketball player Rice was a junior at Michigan playing in a college tournament in Alaska. I believe it was the NC2A, and I think it was the regionals, because if you looked at that clip, you saw the Dodgers... And it looked like it was a preseason game, Dodgers and Mets.
Yeah, it was and then she's talking about hockey.
And she was talking about hockey, too. So it was obviously spring, late spring. So, the story comes from The Rogue, and this is that book by Joe McGinnis. He's an outstanding writer. Joe McGinnis wrote the book, my favorite book of his, Fatal Vision, which was about Jeffrey McDonald and the murder of the fact that McDonald murdered his wife and children, and to this day claims that he didn't. But, you know, the interesting thing about that book, Fatal Vision, Joe McGinnis was enough of a reporter that he went in to write the book about the innocence of this man. And as he began to write the book, as he began to investigate, as he began to do all of the due diligence that a good writer does, he realized in his own mind that he was dealing with a guy that was guilty. And the book sort of reflects that. He also wrote The Selling of the President. He rented this house, as you know, next door to the Palins in Wasilla, Alaska, while he was researching the book. The National Enquirer claims that Glenn Rice confirmed the relationship to McGinnis, according to the New York Daily News. What did I say?
You said her name's McGinnis, you dumbass. Her name... Wait,
don't call me a dumbass. Her name was Heath.
Yeah, but you said her name was McGinnis.
I read that thing about how they confirmed a relationship to McGinnis.
Yeah, they're talking about the writer, not her.
According to the New York Daily News, the book also said that Palin has smoked pot with a college professor, snorted cocaine off of a 55-gallon drum while snowmobiling with friends. That sounds pretty cool. And cheated on her husband, Todd, in the mid-90s. That's according to... Is that according to the book? Yes. Todd Palin denied the events, according to the International Business Times, saying, this is a man who has been relentlessly... There is a man... No, he says, this is a man, McGinnis, who's been relentlessly stalking my family to the point of moving in right next door to us to spy on us to satisfy his creepy obsession with my wife. His book is full of disgusting lies, innuendo, and smears. McGinnis responded, at best, she's a hypocrite, at worst, a vindictive hypocrite. The Washington Post reported that even Doonesbury comics were turning up last week, containing excerpts from the book, but editors chose not to run them.
What's that?
Doonesbury. It was a comic by, I can't even describe it.
It's a boring comic.
It's a boring comic. Yeah, there you go. It's a boring comic. All right, so that's the news, man. I don't know how much worse it can get.
Well, nothing bad about it.
No, there's nothing bad about this. You know, one of the things that I've found in like I'm reading a book right now, and this is very, it's a very, very small example. I don't have a lot of time to go into it. It's a very, very small example of how well people lie from the official point of view. And I'm reading a book, and it's lost to history, but at one time, way, way back, we had a president named Grover Cleveland who had to have cancer surgery. And he did not tell the country about it. He did not want to tell the country about it. And it was kept under wraps. The surgery was actually performed on a yacht out in the middle of the Hudson River. And the writer that eventually turned this up was a guy named E.J. Edwards. He worked for the New York Sun. He found out that the president of the United States, for a period of whatever it was, 3 or 4 hours, was incapacitated and was having surgery, and it had been kept from the American people. He wrote about this in the Sun. And for the next 20 to 30 years, this guy was vilified as a mudraker and a liar and a yellow journalist until finally one of the surgeons who was involved came clean and said, you know, we did you a disservice. The guy had a good life. E.J. Edwards was a good journalist, but he did have this hanging over him until finally one of the surgeons said, we did you a disservice. You were telling the truth. We lied, and we want to tell you now that we at least try to vindicate part of your reputation.
Then what did he do?
Then he blew his brains out. Now, and I'm kidding. No, he didn't.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding. No, he did not. No. No, he had a very, very good career. I'll tell you more about it maybe next week, maybe not. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Great time with you guys tonight. As usual, stay tuned. Ian Punnett on Coast to Coast. Remember, philhendryshow.com for live streaming video of the show. We have video archives as well as the audio and the podcast from tonight's show at KFIAM640.com. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFIAM640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, September 17th.
Thanks, guys, very much.
You chose correctly. Nicely done.
I am so sorry to you guys that it was entirely my fuck up. I hit on our TriCaster. There is a record function that I was using earlier tonight before we went on the air. I was attempting to record some DDR. And I don't know what happened, but when we went to start our pre-show, for whatever reason, my head was far up my ass and I hit record. I did not hit stream. And when it was finally, the word finally got back to me, because I don't read Twitter, and the guys in L.A. do not follow, I'm not reading Twitter during the show, is what I'm saying, and the guys in L.A. are not following the video cast. We really don't have any quality control on our video cast at all, to be honest with you, but that's something that maybe we can talk about, in the days and months ahead. So entirely my apologies. I don't know what else to tell you. I'll try and make it up to you this week with an extra hour on one of our video casts. But thanks very much for being with us tonight. And it was a lot of fun. And anyway, and I really liked it. So thank you. Have a great remainder of a weekend. And we'll see you with the weeks ahead here. Let's see, what do we have coming up? Oh, we're going to get a chat going, hopefully, this coming Friday after our Friday show. We'll have a chat session and then schedule them more regularly than we have. All right, thanks a lot from the El Pacifico.